was shot and was killed tonight. And that was...
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below, that's a low base. Low base.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
Believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome. It's Friday. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Lordy, 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 lordy. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. Where do I begin? I want to begin. You know, it's my life is so funny. And trying to plan out what it is I'm going to do on the show. You know, I get something planned and then something else comes up and we don't do that. So I'm going to try to get something going here. I want to talk about Cindy Sheehan for a moment. I want to talk about what happened to her. Because now the press is, or the police are apologizing. But I want you to understand, Cindy Sheehan is, and for those of you that know the deal on the wake-up call here, what we do here, of course, she's been here several times on the wake-up call. And I think that what you have to understand about Cindy Sheehan and the way that the universe works is Cindy Sheehan is a symbol. And a symbol is a powerful, positive symbol. Draws powerful energy around it. Powerful things happen. Meaningful things happen when you are a positive, powerful symbol. She didn't ask to be one. And I'm certain if you asked her if she could have her son back, and never speak another word, she would say, sew my lips together and give me my baby back. Her son is dead. I cannot imagine the forever pain and agony of that. I cannot. I don't want to. Even if I wanted to, I cannot. Her son is dead. And she, as a parent, somewhere in her head, she knows. We're not privy to all of the conversations that she had with her baby. Only she and her baby were privy to those, all of those conversations. And I know somewhere along the line, she supported her baby, encouraged her baby in that war effort. In fact, she said she supported this war. What do you do as a parent when the thing, you told your baby, I want you to take this street, because it's safe. Your baby had a choice of taking another street. You sent him down this street. You encouraged him down this street. And he or she was killed on the street that you directed them to and supported them in. What do you feel as a parent for the rest of your life? And your baby's dead. You take responsibility for your baby catching a cold. Anyway. You take responsibility for things that aren't in your hands. If something happens to your baby. Her baby's dead. And I am certain that she blames herself. I suspect that she blames herself. And then you find out as a parent, my God, the people that told me that street was safe, the people that encouraged me to send my baby down that street, the people who knew more than I did and knew that street wasn't safe, lied to me and I sent my baby down that street and my baby is dead. You ain't gonna be mad about that. You're not going to feel that you want to do something about that. Of course, if you're a real parent, if you are an empowered parent, you're going to do what you can. Some people let it slide. Oh, well, they didn't know no better. They didn't mean to lie to me. Some people say, bump that. They knew better. And my baby's dead. And you know what? Other people's babies are going to be dead as well if they keep sending them down that street that they know is not safe for our babies. Other babies will die or get hurt. They know. And I don't want anybody to go through the agony that I'm going through. She's a powerful, positive symbol. And it seems that, no, because she is a powerful symbol, issues will be revealed in her presence. Cindy Sheehan did not go to the State of the Union address. In her own words, I didn't go there. I didn't want to. She didn't go there with an agenda. I didn't want to go there. I was tired and I can't stand to look in the face of the man who killed my son. I don't blame you, baby. I don't blame you. He didn't kill my son, but it's hard for me to look at him too. I understand your pain. But she went. And she was helped. She went to the restroom and was helped up the stairs by a security person and into her seat. She had a jacket on. She took her jacket off, and under her jacket she wore a T-shirt that she wears everywhere with a number of dead soldiers. And the cop grabbed her. Now, let me be specific about the T-shirt. 2,245 dead. How many more? They grabbed her, or he grabbed her. Protester! Protester! He said. Grabbed her, bruised her,
drug her down the stairs. And then he didn't know who she was. The cop didn't know who she was. And when somebody said, "They've got Cindy Sheehan," he said, "Ma'am, can I help you down the stairs?" She said, "Oh, you, now you're asking if you can help me. Now you asking if you can help me." Because that baby just saw his career disappear in front of his face. He's thinking, "Oh, Sookie, Sookie, I made a career-altering decision here. Oh, Lord, I got to call my wife and tell her not to get the Beamer, because I don't think I'm going to have a job next week." He drug her down the stairs, and they arrested her. And they charged her with a crime. With a crime. A misdemeanor. Misdemeanor. And the question here is, the issue here is what kind of country do we live in? Where a natural born citizen who married, who was born here, her parents were born here, her parents' parents were born here. Her baby was born here, and her baby blood dropped out of his body, bled out to his out of his body. Her baby didn't die on American soil. He died in a land far, far away. He stopped breathing in another person's country. What kind of country do we live in that says that you cannot go and hear the guy who's wearing the T-shirt of the President of the United States, and you can't go and listen to him without getting thrown out? What kind of country do we live in? The police have apologized. They made a mistake to enforce an old, unwritten interpretation about the prohibitions about demonstrating in the Capitol. What the H-E double toothpicks is that? That's a quote. "The officers made a good faith but mistaken effort to enforce an old, unwritten interpretation." Huh? Police policies and procedures were too vague. The failure to adequately prepare the officers is mine. Huh. Now, my question to you is this. Do you think that he... this is the power of Cindy Sheehan as a symbol. All of this is revealed to us. The contradictions. The sad state of affairs that is our government. And the energy in this country. And I'm going to ask you this question, and you can answer this as you're getting ready to start your day. Do you think he would have taken it back if a Republican's wife, congressman's wife, had not been escorted out of the State of the Union address as well? She had a T-shirt on that said "Support Our Troops." And all I can say to the wife of the Republican congressman is, welcome to our world. How you like it? How you like it? How you like the state of America? It's an amazing moment in American history. An amazing moment in American history. And the question you need to be asking yourself right now is, I wonder how they treated the Republican congressman's wife. I wonder if they treated her like, oh... Cindy Sheehan, the answer is no. The answer is, in a word, no. And another citizen was removed, a foreign-born American citizen who was the guest of Alcee Hastings of Florida, was also taken by the police. I guess he was wearing brown skin. They wore T-shirts, he wore brown skin. We're under siege. We are living in a nation under siege. And what have I said on this show time and time and time again? What have I said? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what have I said on this show time and time again? The cop who beats and brutalizes citizens on the street, like the cops you saw beat down the man on Monday. They kick their dogs as well, and they beat their wives as well, because they can't hold their belly in. If you are a brutalizer, you can't hold your belly in. This is a lawless administration that does not care about the rights of citizens. And you will be shot down by their so-called friendly fire. You're going to get it too. Because the truth of the matter is, they don't care. Ask the family of the football player who's dead, killed by friendly fire, and his own troops covered it up. Ask yourself the question, do you think you're safe? You think you're safe? Ask the family of Pat Tillman. He was a war hero. He quit his million-dollar gig as a football player to go serve his country. And just like the wife of the cop who beat the crap out of that man on Monday, I bet you she has horror stories to tell, too. I bet you she's seen his fist as well. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. My name is Liz Brown. You are listening to The Wake Up Call. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. Toll-free long-distance number 1-877-920-WGNU. We are streamed at WGNU.net, LizBrown.com, archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. You need to get up. Yes, you do. You need to get to me, because we're not done here by a long sight. We are not done here by a long sight. And I just want to remind the first ward residents of your alderman, Charles Quincy Troop, wants to let you know that there's a community redevelopment meeting Saturday, February 4th. That's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 3300 North Kings Highway. That's United House of Prayer. Stand up. Get involved. Redevelopment. All concerned First Ward citizens, even if you think you're not concerned, get to this meeting. They're going to be talking about the creation of the First Ward Education, Youth, Community, and Culture Center, Euclid Plaza development, completion of Kings Heights. Get to this meeting. It's imperative that you participate in the development of your community tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's your alderman, Charles Quincy Troop. This is the First Ward Community Meeting. I'll be back on this break, after this break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to you. The ghetto's run, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
This is a new day. darkness shall come. Oh, oh, oh.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We're looking at Sauer's traffic and weather. Sauer's traffic is sponsored by RE/MAX. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main to Rivas Barracks, no problems there. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 between 94 and Boone's Crossing, look for fog, so use caution because of reduced visibility. Eastbound 70 from Dumbbell all the way to Cypress looks good. Northbound 270 from Gravois to 44, normal traffic there. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into New Florissant, everything is on the move. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the PSB, no problems to report there. Westbound 64 from 15th to Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way into Cleve's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems to report there. Route 30 at Jones Creek, there's a report of an injury accident. Riverview at Commercial Boulevard, there's an accident that's in Herculaneum, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by RE/MAX. When it comes to real estate sales, RE/MAX outsells the competition. Number one in transaction per agent, RE/MAX above the crowd. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Patchy dense fog, visibility 1/4 mile or less in some areas throughout this early morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies today with a high in the upper 40s. This evening, cloudy, colder, and becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Saturday, colder, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And then on Sunday, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy by the afternoon with a high around 40. Currently it's 37 degrees and clear skies at AM 920 WGNU. Lambert Field is reporting 36 and clear skies as well. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 33 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU Radio. As you know, we are in the process of changing and starting new things at WGNU. To make the most of what you have to say and to air the best part everyone wants to hear, our engineers will ask you the subject you want to talk about as we start a new screening process at AM 920. We want to bring out the issues that matter most to you. Thank you for your cooperation.
Want to do something sweet for your sweetie? Want to show the world that he or she is loved? Want to be on the radio? Why not let everyone know that you love your baby with an on-air I love you message on Valentine's Day? On Valentine's Day, right here on the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown, we'll play your I love you message. And if you're a little shy, that's okay. Liz can do it for you. So if you need to let him or her know you care on Valentine's Day, call 367-2743. That's 367-2743. And say, I love you on Valentine's Day right here on the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Target aircraft,
Placing target in center range.
IFF response unknown.
You're listening to one of the most advanced and highly mobile surface-to-air weapon systems utilized by the U.S. Army. It goes by the name of Staff Sergeant Patrick Dolman, Crew Chief of the Avenger Air Defense System, and an Army of One.
For more information, call Sergeant First Class Mural at 314-487-7771. Paid for by the U.S. Army. GoArmy.com.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
3425 Union, that is your address this weekend. I know you have a refrigerator that you need to replace. I know you have a stove you need to get. I know there's a big screen television. What's this weekend? It's Super Bowl weekend. Go get your big screen TV right if you're in your neighborhood. It doesn't cost you $15,000 million to fill up your tank to go to the mall and get your big screen television. Go to Sears, 3425 Union, corner of Union and Natural Bridge. You need to get to Sears. Get your shop on right here in your neighborhood. The only Sears in the city of St. Louis. Get it done. It's Super Bowl weekend. Get a big screen television. I'm Liz Brown. Tell them I told you to.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Everything will be all right. He assures her. But she doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied. She's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say. So he prays. Whatever, 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 whatever happens. Don't let go of my hand.
No, whatever happens, baby, don't you let go of my hand. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. I want to remind you, I know I've been playing the spot, but I need to underscore this. Valentine's Day is coming up. We're doing something a little different here on the wake-up call. We want to give you an opportunity to show off for your baby. If you want to give a Valentine's Day shout-out, if you want to put a love message to your loved one over the air, how cool would that be? Let the world know how you feel about your baby. How cool would that be? Impress her. Impress him. You can do that here on the wake-up call, and let me give you the number that you can call. We'll put it together. Wonderful spot for you on Valentine's Day. Wake up in the morning, you tell your baby, turn on the radio. Oh, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. Here's a number for you, 367-2743, 367-2743. You can do it yourself. Or I can do it for you, too, if you're a little too shy. 367-2743, that's the number to call. Do it for your baby. It's kind of cool. Kind of cool. 454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much to talk about. My favorite person, Glenn Ford, publisher of BlackCommentator.com, is going to be on Looking Black. Whoo! Fasten your seatbelts for that, folks. And lock and load. It's on. It's on in the next hour with Glenn Ford, publisher of BlackCommentator.com. We love him. We love him. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Flip.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine.
Excellent. What's on your mind?
I had a quick comment to make.
Sure.
The president, I don't even know how to say it, George Bush.
George W. Bush. Say it like that.
In his State of the Union speech, said that there had been a bunch of new jobs created. And my contention was, well, the jobs that have been created during his tenure have been lower-paying jobs. And I think that comment has been validated by GAO reports on wage earnings and that whole bit. But I hear today, apparently the board of directors at Northwest Airlines must not necessarily think what he's saying is true in regards to creating jobs for U.S. citizens. I just heard on the news today that they're going to get rid of the 800 flight attendants that they have and replace them with foreign workers. Now, is that insane or what?
Wait a minute, Flip. Let me try to get this straight. This is an American, not American airline, but this is an American airline, right?
Yes, Northwest Airlines.
Northwest Air. Okay, Americans are having to take off their shoes and go through pat-downs and stand in long lines in order to get on an airplane. They want to fingerprint us. They want our credit reports. They want all that stuff about us to get on an airplane. And they want to replace American airline workers with people that are not border of the United States.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
Well, it's puzzling. It's puzzling.
And now here's the real concern too.
There's more.
Another concern. You would think, you know, it's like, okay, well, these are college students just getting out of college and that type of thing. That's the myth in regards to a steward or a stewardess.
I've never had that thought. I thought these are grown people with good. I thought that about flipping burgers.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, you know, these are people that are young in their career. They've got plenty of time left to find a different job. But that's not true. I flew from Austin, Texas, and as usual, the stewardesses are
flight attendants, majority
of 40s and up.
Flight attendants.
Now, these are folks that aren't going to be able to turn around and find another $50,000 to $60,000 a year job.
And if
they will be flipping those burgers, and God bless America, it's terrible.
Terrible. Thanks for your call.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. A former United States occupation, or American, I guess is the word I should use, a former American occupation official in Iraq is expected to plead guilty to bribery, conspiracy, money laundering, and other charges in federal court for his actions and a scheme to use sexual favors, jewelry, millions of dollars in cash to steer reconstruction work to a corrupt contractor. Huh. Robert Stein. The culture of corruption. Again, if you're a corrupt cop, you can't hold your belly in. If you are a corrupt administration, you can't hold your belly in either about stealing. Everybody steals. You don't just steal from Americans. You steal when you get over to Iraq. Culture of corruption. And let me ask you this, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. In the Democratic response to George W. Bush's pitiful, it's not pitiful because that's too short of a word. It's pitiful. State of the Union address. Pitiful. And in the Democratic response to it, did you hear the phrase corruption of or culture of corruption? Not once. This need to have a smackdown with these Democrats. Just a smackdown. What the heck are you thinking? Didn't hear the word culture of corruption once. Dolores.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
This morning on the news, they said they had let this young man go that they beat, and no charges was yet on him, or they didn't put any charges. Now, you know, I'm thinking, with all that drama that went on, you mean to tell me that...
Of course there was no crime committed. Of course there wasn't.
Yeah, and you know, the first call that came out, now I saw the entire tape when it first came on Channel 2, because they were, at the time, was the only first helicopter there. They said this guy rammed their police car.
He did not.
He did not.
He did not. They lied.
They rammed him.
They lied. They lied about that, and they've lied about so much more.
Yeah, the first call that came out, they said, it was from the Quick Trip. Oh, it looked like a suspicious man getting ready to rob us. Then they changed the whole story and said,
expired.
Come on.
They lied. And I got to go. We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, my toll-free. Long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
You want to know what you're going to get in me? Just a little touch of star quality. And if that the right goes too far, it's because of the things you are.
Global News Update. Dateline Charleston. Two more West Virginia miners lost their lives this week in separate accidents. One of the deaths happened at a mine near Wharton, owned by Long Branch Energy. The accident happened when a support on a wall came loose and the wall fell on top of the worker. The other death happened at Black Castle Surface Mine near Williams Mountain. A bulldozer operator died when he hit a gas well or gas line and the machine burst into flames. The Black Castle Mine is owned by the same company that owned the Alma Mine, where the previous miners' deaths took place. Last year, the Black Castle Mine received 61 safety violations and paid nearly $15,000 in fines. At the Long Branch operation, there were 8 workers hurt during the first 9 months of last year, and the total number of workers at that facility is only 59. It also had 50 safety violations issued there as well. Now, with 16 deaths in a month, the governor of the state has seen fit to order coal operators to stop production in order to conduct safety checks on all mines and equipment. However, the coal industry says it is not going to stop production, and the governor does not have the authority to make that happen. What has happened is that the mine operators gave a safety talk to their workers at the beginning of each shift in order to remind them to work safe. And the latest word is that those safety talks lasted from 30 minutes to an hour. Higher coal prices are causing mine operators to increase their output, but they're doing so with less people. Employment has dropped by 20% in the mining business over the last 2 years. And as of January 31st, two of the largest coal producers in the country reported huge fourth quarter profits. In a related note, 70 Canadian miners were trapped for 24 hours over the weekend, but all of them managed to get out safely. A fire in an eastern Saskatchewan potash mine broke out a half mile below the surface. The miners went into sealed safe areas when the smoke was detected. Those so-called safe rooms have a supply of oxygen that can last for a day and a half. Plus, they're stocked with food and water. And the trapped miners were in constant communication with rescuers because of special communication provisions that were installed at the mine, something American mines still don't have. The fire was put out after about 20 hours, and the rescuers cleared out the smoke and completed the rescue. Why American mines have not mandated similar emergency provisions is a mystery, but it does show the sharply different commitments to safety the U.S. and Canadian mining industries have. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU Radio. As you know, we are in the process of changing and starting new things at WGNU. To make the most of what you have to say and to air the best part everyone wants to hear, our engineers will ask you the subject you want to talk about as we start a new screening process at AM 920. We want to bring out the issues that matter most to you. Thank you for your cooperation. You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Start- starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Daddy was a soldier. He taught me about freedom. Peace and all the great things that we take advantage of. Once I fed the homeless, I'll never forget the look upon them.
This is our Vietnam. We're at war. 454-0400 is my phone number. I'm Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Get up. Get up. Get to me. And don't forget, if you want to do something special for your sweetie, we're doing Valentine's Day messages here on the Wake Up Call. We will play a wonderful I love you message for your sweetheart here on the radio on Valentine's Day. You interested? Show off for your baby. Put your baby on the radio. Call me at 367-2743, 367-2743, 367-2743. And if you're too shy, I'll do it in my voice. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
Gerald Christmas, good morning.
I wanted to call you. We were talking about the Democrats. I wanted to know, get your opinion on, why do they even show up for the State of the Union address or locally for the State of the State address
when the
Republican Party is not doing anything to service our community?
Oh, they're ganking them. They are ganking them left and right. The Republicans are ganking the Democrats. I don't have an answer for that.
The Democrats are so weak, they won't make any showing. It'd be better if they just didn't show up at all. Instead, they laughing and grinning in the governor's face, in the president's face, and he's steadily not doing anything for us.
Happy to be in the House.
Just happy to be in the
happy
House.
To happy to be in the House.
Happy to be with Matt.
Happy to be in the House.
And then locally,
awful.
What I don't understand is that we got this debate with the race for license collector with Mike McMillan and Maida Coleman, but Mike McMillan's been in politics and around longer than Greg Daley. Why don't he run for collector revenue and let Maida run for license collector? And why don't we just take a full sweep instead of just trying to take what the white people are handing to us? You know, he just want to get in the race that's being handed to him. You know, you got to get out here and fight. Let's fight for something that's going to make a difference for our people instead of sitting around trying to cut a deal with the white people. Okay, you run for this and then we won't run nobody white against you, and then we're going to take the bigger spot, and y'all don't run nobody black against us. But we're going to really get the prize spot, and we're going to let you have the little kibbles and bits. Instead, the elected officials, the black elected officials, they ought to show some gonads, you know, and run for
that's
60.
Wait a minute. That's a technical legal term, correct? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Lawyer to lawyer here. I was just trying to make it clear for the audience. That's a technical legal term.
Well,
okay.
I say, Mike McMillan, run for the big seat. Don't be scared. Run for collector revenue. Let Maida run for license collector. And let's take it all. Let's motivate the community. You know, the community gets motivated when they see you ready to take on a fight and ready to take on a challenge. You know, we need to take on some challenges for our people and flex. You know, you only going to get what you go for and what you can hold on to.
That's
and
right.
If you're always sitting around trying to cut deals and take what they hand you, we're not going to ever have nothing.
And we also have to lay
running
this
around with our hand out, talking about, please don't run against us. Please let me have this spot.
Here's this also, Gerald. There's also, as we reported on Eye on the Lou yesterday with Irene J. Smith, that there's also rumor out there that the reason Maida's running for this is because she cut a deal too. Because she decided not to run for the statewide position, that this was the promised land to her too, and that's pitiful too. Decide what you go for, the big stuff. You know, go for it all. Go get it all instead of just scrapping it out amongst each other for, as you said, kibbles and bits. That don't make any kind of sense.
Get together early. Decide on the spots that we want and go for them. You know, they need to get together and strategically plan and go for the major spots that can really make a difference. And I think today isn't the vote today on the civilian review board?
Yes, it
down
is.
In the city.
Yes, it is.
And
yes,
Lord knows everybody needs to get on top of that. We just had a major police beating this week.
And apparently they let the guy go. They let the guy go. So you know how wrong those cops were. You know how wrong those cops were.
Not to mention, you know, they try to sweep this under the rug, but 3 weeks ago you had Lieutenant Steve Harmon report that he caught an officer torturing a prisoner with a stun gun.
Jesus.
Not even department issue. He got his own toy that he buys and uses on prisoners. Been on the force for 15 years. He's caught by a lieutenant stunning a prisoner. They take the case to Jennifer Joyce. She says, we're not going to issue, because by the time that he turns the stun gun in, he disables it and says the gun didn't work. But you got a lieutenant who is eyewitnessing him stunning the prisoner, not along with the prisoner saying, I was stunned.
And well, isn't there medical evidence that you could have for being stunned?
And that's extremely scary, Liz, because there's no telling how many people that he stunned into confessions or admissions or to say things that didn't happen. And no telling how many other officers have these tricks and toys that they're using on people. So we need to get a control. We need to get control over that police department, and we need to vote for the civilian review board. But as usual, you know, stuff is divided in St. Louis along racial lines. The black people, the black aldermen are for it. The white aldermen are against it.
Mm. Thank you, Gerald Christmas.
Have a good day, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call, Charles.
Yeah, good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Okay. Gerald early hit on a good point. I thought that the other day when I was watching some parts of that so-called State of the Union address by the president, the Democrats kept standing up and applauding this guy. I couldn't understand you. Well, what? Do they go? Are they, when you stand up and applaud people, that means you're going along with what they're saying, right?
Here's a little thing. I don't. When I go to ball games,
yeah,
I don't stand up for the flag.
I don't either.
I don't because the land of the free, the Star Spangled Banner doesn't include my community.
Right.
Doesn't include my community. So I don't. You know, I'm not trying to tell somebody else that they can't. I'm not trying to tell.
Right.
But I'm making a stand. I am making a stand.
Right. They should have sat down and just sat there with their hands folded. I mean, we know they can't do anything. They're powerless to do anything. And the other day when they were having that confirmation for Justice Alito, three Democrats went over to the Republicans.
More than that.
But not a single Republican changed that. You know, they were all in lockstep. I mean, what is that?
Thanks for your call. We're taking a break, folks. Next hour, Looking Black. Oh, with my favorite, Glenn Ford, publisher of blackcommentator.com. You don't want to miss this hour. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below nation.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air comes to brother.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger.
It didn't come as a surprise, just that it had signs.
She's on the trip, or made the trip, I should say, on the Salam 98 from Egypt to Saudi Arabia many times. The passenger ferry sank in the Red Sea today with about 1,300 people on board. David Osler with the shipping newspaper Lloyd's List says the boat is an older-style ferry, and it wouldn't take much to cause it to go under.
It only takes a small amount of water to get on board, and
it sets up a sort of uncontrollable rocking effect that actually turns the vessel over quite quickly. They can sink in no time flat.
Rescuers are pulling bodies and survivors from the water. The Senate's giving the Patriot Act another 5 weeks. Members approved an extension last night. It allows them to work out their differences with the White House over the measure. The Senate Intelligence Committee, meanwhile, is talking about warrantless wiretaps, something else the president considers a tool in the war on terror.
Democrats will get the opportunity to question the legality of the program when Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez appears before another Senate committee next week.
ABC's Sonia Crawford in Washington. The jobless numbers come out today. The Labor Department expects them to be good. The president says that goes double for high tech.
If we don't do something about how to fill those high tech jobs here, they'll go somewhere else where somebody can do the job.
But the employment firm Challenger Gray and Christmas says there were more than 103,000 job cuts last month, led by the big layoff announcement at Ford. Whatever happened to common courtesy? An ABC News 2020 poll says most of us are bugged by rudeness, and at the top of the list, cell phones and the people who use them.
Perhaps you've been in a movie theater or a restaurant and heard this.
Hello? Hey, what's going on? No, hey, I can barely hear you.
87% of people we surveyed say they have encountered that kind of gabbing, at least sometimes, but maybe we're getting used to it.
Hello?
Only 45%, less than half, say it bothers them.
That's ABC's Jim Hickey, and this is ABC News.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a university designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest accredited private university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-800-853-4433. At over 170 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide, the small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now. 1-800-853-4433. Offer not valid in Tennessee. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-800-853-4433. That's 1-800-853-4433.
The Super Bowl is just 2 days away, and there are plenty of people who think they can cash in on the big game. In fact, it's the single biggest event of the year for sports betting.
For a one-game event, it's far bigger than anything else.
John Avello runs the race and sports book betting at the Wynn Las Vegas Casino. It's a good bet that we'll hear about the Super Bowl halftime show for a while. The Rolling Stones are the headliners, and there's not a single Motown act in the halftime. Stevie Wonder will perform in a pregame show. He says, hey, it's nothing against the Stones.
I know there's been a lot of controversy about halftime and all that, but rest your mind assured that if we didn't like the Stones, we wouldn't be here. We're fans of the Stones as well.
Detroit made history as home of the Motown label. Another one of its legends, Aretha Franklin, will sing the national anthem with Aaron Neville. Talk about poetic justice. One of the puppies used as a mule by South American drug smugglers has a new owner. The U.S. government. The dog will become a drug sniffer for the DEA. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Hanford Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the suspect arrested this week in what some are calling an incident of police brutality is out of jail today. Edmund Burns faces no charges yet in connection with Monday's chase that began in Maplewood and ended in North St. Louis with a violent arrest. Television news footage showed three Maplewood police officers and one St. Louis officer kicking and striking Burns after the chase. A local activist group, the Coalition Against Police Crimes and Repression, is calling for the officers to be fired and criminally charged. The FBI is investigating the arrest. The annual Super Religious Weekend will be held this weekend. More than 2,000 area congregations are encouraged to take up collections for Heat Up St. Louis over Super Bowl weekend. Gentry Trotter, the president of the board for Heat Up St. Louis, says not everyone will be able to enjoy Super Bowl weekend.
There is the issue of during the Super Bowl, a lot of people will be watching the Super Bowl that will otherwise, because it's commercial TV, they will be sitting there in cold homes, and a lot of people will not be even able to watch the Super Bowl for the simple fact that there is no electricity in the house.
Heat Up St. Louis is a nonprofit organization that helps low-income residents in Missouri and Illinois with their utility bills. You can make a donation online at www.heatupstlouis.org. Finally this hour, the St. Louis Fire Department is getting a head start on National Wear Red Day. While today marks the national day to recognize heart disease in women, yesterday the fire department took part in Go Red for Women Day by providing cholesterol screenings, massage stress therapy, and diet and exercise tips. St. Louis City Hall will be taking part in National Wear Red Day today from 10 o'clock in the morning until noon. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by HeatUpSt.Louis.org. Baby, it's cold inside. Help area elderly and disabled beat the winter cold snap with a donation to HeatUpSt.Louis.org. Please donate today at HeatUpSt.Louis.org. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by Sam's Club. Northbound 55 between Richardson and Lindbergh. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Chesterfield Parkway to 270. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel to 270. No problems to report. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to 44. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into 170 looks good. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Southbound 270 from Clayton all the way into Manchester. That incident has been cleared, but you may see a brief backup. Eastbound 44 from 50 to Washington. Look for road construction going on. That's Route 100 in Washington. The road construction there, left lane is closed. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic, as well as westbound 64 at 5570 and the Poplar Street Bridge. There's slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from 5570 split into Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. You've got slow traffic. Route 30 at Jones Creek, there's an injury accident. There are lane restrictions. Lemp at Arsenal, there's an accident. And Keokuk at South Spring, there's a report of an accident as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sam's Club. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low cost on items for your home as you do for the items for your business. Sam's Club, we are in business for small business. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Patchy dense fog, visibility only a quarter mile or less in some areas early this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, high in the upper 40s this evening, partly cloudy, colder, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight with a low around 20. For Saturday, colder, mostly cloudy, high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Then on Sunday, partly sunny skies in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy by the afternoon. The high will be around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 37. Both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call, It's Looking Black. That's up next with Liz. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me, sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The
progress is healing the wound. That's a blow. That's a low me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air feels my brother. Top
is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
freedom. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Looking Black. This is Liz Brown, and our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that you can email me at revolution. That's not hard to remember. Revolution at LizBrown.com, LizBrown.com. We are archived daily at WhiteRoseSociety.org. We're also iPod-did-did-did there as well. So, did I give you the fax number? 314-454-6609. Those are my digits. Handle your business. Handle your business. Did I say living my life as an African and loving it? Gotta get that in. Gotta get that in. This is Looking Black. And one of our favorites, Glenn Ford, co-publisher and editor of BlackCommentator.com, joining us from Jersey. Glenn Ford, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm happy to get up early in the morning if it's to talk to you.
How have you been? We haven't talked in a long time.
I guess that's why I've been feeling a bit under.
Talk your talk. Talk your talk. Where do we begin, Glenn? Where do we begin?
That sounds like a song. Liz, you're supposed to start it off.
Okay, how about black people account for half of the AIDS cases in the country, according to George W. Bush in his State of the Union address? That's what black folks got.
Yes, and the significance of that.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sitting here in the county that, if you keep up things like that, that's Hudson County, New Jersey, across the river from Manhattan,
mm-hmm.
That I believe has the second highest level of AIDS infection. HIV infection in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're also known for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a connection.
Talk to us about the... we've gotten so many calls. I had Mary Beth Cahill on the show. She was the director of the campaign for John Kerry on. I had her on a couple of weeks ago. And I was talking to her about how folks just, you know, pull their hair out about the Democrats. Well, name me somebody that will stand up and fight and do something. Name me something. The only name that she could come up with was Chuck Schumer and Howard Dean.
Well, of the people that the corporate media are bandying about as the most likely candidates, these are media favorites for the Democratic presidential nomination, I think there are five of them. Only one is not Democratic Leadership Council.
Mm.
So this does not look good. And that's Russ Feingold out of the upper Plain States. So if we're just going on the odds, we're likely to get, I don't know why we should say that.
Mm-hmm.
There is likely to be a Democratic presidential candidate from the DLC, which means defeat, of course, and a further reduction of black folks' influence in the Democratic Party.
And not just defeat, but utter defeat. I was listening to the response from the Democratic Party to that miserable State of the Union address, and I didn't hear the phrase culture of corruption once. I didn't hear anything attacking, exposing, defining what the what this administration has done to this nation and to the world.
And very little about Katrina.
The if word Katrina wasn't mentioned at all.
If we're talking about the Democratic Party and black folks, our cover story today, this week, is the second report card from the CBC Monitor.
That's
on
right.
The Congressional Black Caucus.
That's right.
Caucus's performance.
And Harold Ford is holding down the bottom.
Holding down the bottom.
Hold him down the bottom.
Most derelict of the derelict.
That's fact. That's
and
fact.
Yet he's the shining star, black star, of the Democratic Leadership Council. He's a media favorite. He is seen as the up-and-coming new type of black leadership. Well, if a derelict and a dreg of the black caucus is what the corporate media and the dominant wing of the Democratic Party, the DLC, is pushing on us, we're in trouble. And in fact, we are, because as was noted in the first CBC Monitor report card, the splits in the caucus are over bright line issues such as bankruptcy would have been unthinkable far less than a decade ago. So the caucus has been thoroughly infiltrated by corporate money. All of the dregs, by the way, the five worst performing caucus members are members of the DLC or the Blue Dog Democrats.
And there is no coincidence that they are members of those organizations and they are the worst of the worst.
They are the worst of the worst. But it has they've had a more profound effect than just their own votes. When a caucus is used to dealing on the basis of unanimity, as the caucus has been since its creation.
We're talking about the Black Caucus.
The Black Caucus, mm-hmm. Yes. That's been their MO, and it's worked because there has been virtual unanimity among the black Congress people on bright line issues. It's issues of bread and butter for black people, not just ye old standard civil rights issues. So their modus operandi had been coming to consensus, something very close to, if not at, unanimity. Now with these five dregs in there, the caucus can't take positions as a caucus. It can't take them on war and peace. That is any position worthy of being called the name. It can't take a position on bankruptcy. It can't take a position on anything, much of anything, except the standard civil rights issues.
HBCUs.
HBCUs. Everybody wants to give them money, and of course that's a righteous cause. But you know, half the Republican Party, for very very different reasons, would like to go on record as supporting HBCUs as well. So what we had back in April was 17 members of the Congressional Black Caucus voting against black folks' interests, voting with Republicans, in other words, on three bright line issues. And that's way over a third of the caucus. So when you have these malefactors, these 35 consistently voting on these important issues with Republicans, that allows the wavering elements, since they see there is no discipline in the caucus, to go ahead and split off on their own, cut their own deals. So the effect is far beyond the five, and has called into question the ability of the caucus, unless there is a reassessment, to be what it used to be. They call themselves the conscience of the Congress, but this conscience can't make up its mind anymore.
And I guess so. The question is are they relevant anymore?
Well, they are not relevant if they can't, as a body, if they can't come to a decision
because,
as a body.
Because I can't see them when Maxine Waters broke the story with about the crack cocaine in L.A. and took a principled stance on that, and the Black Caucus followed her. That was a few years ago. I can't see them doing that now.
Oh no! Oh! That's way beyond their scope now. Now, as I said, they can't even come to a position on bankruptcy. Ten members of the caucus voted in favor of a bankruptcy act. If you looked at a map, and there are some, showing where the predatory lenders are, you will see the infestation exactly in the black precincts of any big city.
In their precincts.
In their precincts. You see, when Harold Ford and three others vote to give Bush war powers, does that lead one to think that Memphis, black people, are more pro-war than people in Savannah? Mm. That New Orleans, black people, there used to be black people there, that they are more bellicose than other black people? It is very clearly a vote against the interests of the people who put them there. And yet, you know what, Liz? I think that most of the constituents of Harold Ford and Jefferson and the other two congressmen who voted for the war don't even know.
That's the thing.
That it happened.
And for me, I've said it on my show, and then I will continue to say it. I would rather elect a anti-black person, white, or rather have elected into office an anti-black person, congressperson, than a Harold Ford.
No, because
the challenge is that black constituents trust people, trust their black elected officials. They think that they are for them because they come home and they talk all that black stuff and they go back and they do their dirty stuff under dark in the Capitol.
We have said emphatically that we don't want Harold Ford in the Senate under any circumstances. And it's because he holds himself out as a model for the new black politician. Mm. And that is a model of betrayal. Mm. But more than that, who is Harold Ford just by himself? He's the young son of a former congressperson from Memphis. But Harold Ford is more than that because he is the champion of the right wing of the Democratic Party and of corporate America. And so he has tremendous media attention, that free publicity that's worth millions. He has access to all the funds that he can that he could ever use because of that. So it's not just that he proclaims himself to be that new black leader, but he can back it up with money from the most hostile sources. So he is a clear and present danger to the coherence of our black polity. And that's what makes him and the other, especially the other four of the dregs of the caucus, as found by the CDC monitor's report, far more dangerous, far beyond their numbers.
I was just thinking the other day, I was thinking about Katrina, because I saw a photograph of some elected official, some senator in Iraq. And I was just wondering, how many times do you think that our elected officials have been to New Orleans compared to the number of times that they've been to Iraq?
Amazing, isn't it? Of course, you know, to go to New Orleans, and especially as a black politician, you have to have it would seem that you would want to have a plan to restore the people of New Orleans as well as the city. And so what we have is the same members of the Congressional Black Caucus going back and forth to New Orleans consistently. And then we have others who stay away. It's because it is rather embarrassing not to have much of a plan. Now, the caucus does have a bill for New Orleans, but folk in the activist community especially and a lot of caucus members are becoming increasingly disinclined to put all their eggs in that basket. It's a kind of amalgam of programs.
Why are they disinclined to put all of their political eggs in that basket?
Because of the way the bill is constructed. It's an amalgam of programs, many of which have already been shot down by the administration. In fact, a Republican congressman from Louisiana, Representative Baker, put forward a bill that was quickly endorsed by much of black Louisiana. President Bush shot that plan down, claiming that it would create a vast bureaucracy. It's always like that. So we see that from this administration there is unmitigated hostility to doing anything for New Orleans aside from handing it over to the corporations. That requires then a different kind of strategy than just demanding more money and waiting for people to get that more money proposal shot down in Congress. This is as great a challenge as we have faced, certainly since the 60s, that has occurred in Louisiana. When a city is wrecked and its population dispersed, every single urban problem that we have not confronted directly is right in our face. And it requires a reassessment of what we say and how we act and how we organize. And simply putting forward a bill that on its face looks quite good and even ambitious is not going to does not really confront that crisis. What we have to do is somehow jumpstart a movement in which people in legislative office move in tandem with people on the street, who move in tandem with people who can get the eyes and ears of Black America and the rest of America moving in the same direction and carrying on a moral as well as legal as well as direct action fight around this. If we can't come together on Katrina, then we are certainly demonstrating the disarray that we've fallen into over the past several decades.
Who do you see politically, nationally politically, moving in that direction?
You know, everybody has something to say about Katrina, and there are thousands and thousands, and I mean that literally, of Katrina-related projects in the country. You'd be hard-pressed to find a Black church that's part of the social gospel that hasn't done something, in the wake of Katrina. The problem is that there may be another Black church just down the road that's also doing something about Katrina, and neither of those churches knows what the other is doing. Mm. There is a massive, if that's probably not the right word, a massive lack of coordination, of pulling together, of this great outpouring of feeling, but a feeling that does not necessarily set things in motion because people are not even aware of the other folk who are doing things and want to do more. Now, you were talking about who can do this. The problem when you've been without a movement for so long because the leadership has been co-opted by people who don't want a movement. We've talked about this on occasion. When you have a generation and a half who has not seen a genuine movement, a generation and a half that has not heard local Black news on Black radio, don't know what it sounds like anymore, then you are in crisis, although you don't know it. Leadership comes out of struggle. If there has not been a struggle in Black America with which the vast majority of people identify, like the civil rights movement, for example, then you will not have developed the kind of consciousness, the immediate recognition of purpose that creates movements that in turn create new leadership.
But here's the thing, Lynn, and I am absolutely down with everything that you're saying. I have said this before, that one of the best organizing components of the civil rights movement were the whites only signs. It was you need organizational things that people can visualize and grasp. What has been handed to the community of African descent is Katrina. Katrina is a whites only sign.
Yes, it is.
And there needs to be organization around that. It's been handed to the community of African descent.
And, you know, wonderful ideas are coming out of the activist community of New Orleans.
I didn't
say in New Orleans because most of that community, the people who were active before
Glenn, we have to take a break. Sure. We have to take a break, and we'll come back to this conversation. I'm talking to Glenn Ford. He is the co-publisher and editor of BlackCommentator.com. This is Looking Black, and he is joining us from Jersey City, New Jersey. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Air National Guard. Westbound 70 at Kings Highway, there's a disabled vehicle in the left lane. Northbound 55 from 141 to 270, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from 141 to Mason, you've got slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Gravelway and Marshall, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to 170 looks good, no problems there. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley, look for slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Air Flight to Lambert Airport Road. There's a report of an object in the roadway. They believe it would be a trash can in the center lane. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the PSB. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split to Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect normal traffic there. Highway E at Somerset. There's a report of an accident that's in DeSoto. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Air National Guard. Men and women from all walks of life are guarding America and defending freedom. These heroes are in the Air National Guard, and they want you on their team. Check it out at goang.com. That's goang.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Patchy dense fog this morning, a quarter mile visibility or less is possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 40s this evening. Partly cloudy, colder in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, colder, high only in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, partly sunny in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon with a high only around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 37, both under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Looking Black is up next following these commercials. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Are you looking to set the perfect mood? Well, you need the perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827. Beautiful scents, beautiful fragrances, beautiful aromas. Perfect moods require a perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827.
Learn about reloading rifles at the Hengist Shooting Range and Outdoor Education Center in High Ridge on Wednesday, February 8th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. This program for ages 16 and up will teach you to customize your reloads for your particular target or hunting requirements. Class size is limited and registration is required by Monday the 6th. Sign up by calling 636-441-4554. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, it's Super Bowl time. I know some of you don't have your big screen televisions. It's okay, it's okay. You've got a store right in your neighborhood that you can get it, where you can get it. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned, black-operated. Come on, get your shop on. You need a refrigerator? You need a stove? How about this? You own an apartment building. You need a bunch of refrigerators, a bunch of stoves? Go to the Sears in your own neighborhood. The only Sears in the city of St. Louis, 3425 Union. They've got it all and the best customer service in the city of St. Louis. Remember customer service? Well, if you've forgotten, go to Sears at 3425 Union. Tell them I told you to. Get your shop on.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
One always picks the easy fight. One praises fools, one's mother's light. One shifts from left to right. Politics, the art of the possible.
Today's edition of Looking Black on the award-winning Wake Up Call is brought to you by
Light It Up Scented Candles, 283-1827, 283-1827.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. And before we get back to our guest, Glenn Ford, I want to let you know that the First Ward will be holding the community redevelopment meeting tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That is Charles Quincy Troop, the alderman of the First Ward. Look, if you want to weigh in on how your community is going to be developed, if you want to weigh in on the creation of the First Ward Education, Youth, Community, and Culture Center, you need to be at this meeting tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the United House of Prayer, 3300 North Kings Highway, all concerned First Ward citizens, First Ward residents, First Ward wanna participators, get on over to the meeting at 3300 North Kings Highway, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the United House of Prayer. Our guest this morning on Looking Black, Glenn Ford. Glenn, welcome back.
Good to be here, and I'm glad you're giving a community announcement about development, because that's what black folks ought to be getting into, deep into the issue of development. Katrina gives us a monster issue of development because, well, everything's gone. So how shall the city be redeveloped, rebuilt? As I was saying before the break, there was some very, very good activist work being done in New Orleans before Katrina. Most of those activists have now been dispersed largely to one of the five cities that have 25,000 or more former New Orleans residents living in them. And so their ability to coordinate and to be on the ground when all these events and hearings occur in New Orleans is very limited, but they're doing a heroic job. But what were they doing before Katrina? Well, the issues that they concentrated upon included gentrification, of course, the expulsion of poor folks from public housing, of course, issues of criminal justice, that is mass black incarceration and police brutality, of course. And what do we see with Katrina? We see collective punishment of black people through expulsion. We see a plan for total gentrification of the city. So what we're confronting in Katrina, written in disaster, is are the same problems that are afflicting black communities nationwide in slow motion. So if any movement that does not confront these non-traditional issues, non-civil rights type issues, such as gentrification and mass incarceration, will get no traction in this country, and especially among the young. And there is not unanimity or anything approaching that in terms of in the black community, in terms of how to confront mass incarceration or gentrification.
You know what is feeding its way through the black awareness, the how we view the world, is this notion that we're not a monolithic people. We're not a monolithic people. People translate that into, well, you know, then we don't have to agree on anything. We are a monolithic people in terms of the way that the United States of America reacts to us. We're monolithic.
Well, certainly. The mark of a people is that they share common reference points. So that even when black folks disagree about a specific issue, we will be talking the same language. Mm-hmm. We will be referring to the same events, possibly with a different spin on those events.
Strategies, perhaps. Different strategies.
Exactly. I'll give you an example, and it's anecdotal. My daughter interned on Capitol Hill, and so she knew a bunch of black Congress folk. Then she moved into the U Street corridor in D.C., which has been rapidly gentrified. Now, my daughter has a little money because she's a corporate lawyer. And she met one of these congresspersons whose name I won't mention. And the congressperson said, "Where do you live?" And she gave her address. Congressperson knew very well that this formerly black U Street corridor was now so heavily gentrified that you can't find an African-American club, but you see all kinds of white clubs up and down, you know, cafes, et cetera, up and down the street. And that congressperson's reaction was, "Well, that's good. You're just the type of person we need to be there." Now, what that congressperson meant was that that person was glad that U Street was gentrified, but was also glad that there was an upscale black person in it. In other words, change the whole demographic makeup of U Street. As long as we have a few token upwardly mobile blacks in it, I'm for it. With no consideration for the thousands of black folk who now live who knows where. You see, so there are actually at least two currents in the black community. One, and both these currents are ancient. One says that the progress of the race will be led by the upwardly mobile, and that whatever's good for them, it's a kind of trickle-down theory.
Yeah, but it ain't rainwater.
Exactly. And the other current, which is the current that emerged so heroically in the civil rights and black power movements, is that, well, we got to set masses of black folk in motion because our unity and our energy, our collective energy, is all that is our salvation. And these things clash, and since the early 70s, the people in the catbird seat have been those who want the rest of us to invest all of our political capital in their progress, in their adornments, in their riches. Those are the people who shut down the movement. Now we're paying the price.
And it's a huge price, Glenn. Bill Cosby comes to mind when you talk about how that the theory was the talented tenth, the people with the money are going to turn around and give back. What we're seeing in our lifetime is, no, that's not what they're doing. they're not. If they turn around and look at us, it's only to condemn us.
Exactly. To further separate themselves from those other black people.
Mm-hmm.
For example, what is the black Mecca? What city? Come on, you know what it is.
Atlanta.
Of course. But if you look at Atlanta, what you actually see is Newark, New Jersey, with bigger skyscrapers and a sprinkling of black millionaires. I don't think Newark has more than one or two, and they might not be legal. But otherwise, that's what Atlanta is. Atlanta has the biggest disparity in wealth of any major city in the country. And you will find that in its black demographics as well. And why is that? Because from day one of black nominal leadership of Atlanta, the entire thrust of black politics as guided by black mayors has been to create a city of black millionaires basically treating those who were not millionaires as an embarrassment, as a tarnish on the Atlanta Mecca. So we see what we get from that kind of black leadership, a rapidly deteriorating condition for black folks in general in Atlanta, and yet people still flocking to the place and singing its praises because of this thin layer of wealth at the top. That's not the model that will do anything but crush a movement at birth.
Okay, and we have to take a break. I'm talking to Glenn Ford, co-publisher and editor of BlackCommentator.com. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us.
I flew like a butterfly. I sing like a hornet. They won't let me have it. Not even here. No one else want it. And if I try to take it, they wanna break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Cairo. Word this morning of a disaster at sea. A ferry carrying about 1,400 people has gone down in the Red Sea. So far, officials say they've only discovered 12 survivors. The ferry sank about 50 miles off the coast of Egypt. It was sailing from Duba in Saudi Arabia to Safaga, Egypt. Most of the passengers were believed to be Egyptian and were working in Saudi Arabia. Some were also believed to be pilgrims returning from Mecca. The ship was reported missing late last night, and rescue operations were launched shortly after midnight. High seas were reported when the ferry left Saudi Arabia. The ship was built in Italy in 1970 and has a capacity of just under 1,500 people. The last large-scale maritime disaster happened in 2002 when another ferry sank off the coast of Senegal, killing 1,800 people. And Dateline London. A new memo has surfaced indicating President Bush told Prime Minister Tony Blair that he intended to launch the invasion of Iraq whether or not the UN approved a resolution and whether or not inspectors found any evidence of an Iraqi weapons program. Professor Philip Sands of the University College of London gained access to the memo, which goes on to talk about concerns over the legality of such an invasion. The professor says the memo indicates Mr. Bush was upset about not finding any evidence against Saddam, so much so that he floated an idea of having American U-2 spy planes marked in UN color schemes fly over the country, hoping that Saddam would shoot one down so he could be accused of breaching UN resolutions. Bush told Blair he hoped a defector could be found in order to make a public disclosure about the weapons of mass destruction program. He also indicated to Blair there was a chance Saddam might be assassinated. And he also told Prime Minister Blair that he did not think there was much of a chance that a civil war between differing religious and ethnic groups would ever happen. Blair stated in the memo that Mr. Bush had his complete backing on the matter. The memo came out of a two-hour meeting between the two men on January 31st of 2003, which puts it about 2 months before the invasion actually took place. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hey, I know you want to do something special for your sweetie for Valentine's Day. Check this out. Try something new. Be a radio star. You can get on the wake-up call and announce to the world an I love you message for your sweetheart. That's right, right here on the wake-up call. How do you do it? Here's the number, 367-2743. That's 367-2743. Show the world how much you love your baby. Have a wake-up call, I love you message for him or her on Valentine's Day. And if you're too shy to do it yourself, don't worry, I can do it for you. So, give me a call, 367-2743. Tell the world, show the world how much you love your baby. Are you looking to set the perfect mood? Well, you need the perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827. Beautiful scents, beautiful fragrances, beautiful aromas. Perfect moods require a perfect candle. Light it up, Scented Candles. 283-1827. That's 283-1827.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. This is the station that discusses the issues that matter most to you. And if you have a problem with personal work or family relationships, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in to Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. Then go do the right thing.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU Radio. As you know, we are in the process of changing and starting new things at WGNU. To make the most of what you have to say and to air the best part everyone wants to hear, Our engineers will ask you the subject you want to talk about as we start a new screening process at AM 920. We want to bring out the issues that matter most to you. Thank you for your cooperation.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Grandma's hands used to hand me a piece of candy. Grandma's hands picked me up each time I fell low. Grandma's hands, boy, they really came in a handy, she'd say. Matty, don't you whip that boy.
Today's edition of Looking Black on the award-winning Wake Up Call is brought to you by
Light It Up Scented Candles, 283-1827, 283-1827.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, and differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Looking Black. Our guest this morning is Glenn Ford, co-publisher and editor of BlackCommentator.com, joining us from Jersey City, New Jersey. Yes, Glenn.
Yes, Liz, I would really like to mention something else about this ongoing crime of Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
The administration has just announced that it's seeking $17 billion more dollars for the Gulf, and that would be on top of what its authorization is of $85 billion for the Gulf. Now, this so-called reconstruction will do black folks in New Orleans no more good than reconstruction in Iraq does for Iraqis.
Yeah.
I want to cite two statistics. We've heard the numbers of trailers that were supposed to be going to New Orleans, just to New Orleans. That's from 25,000 to 65,000. Nagin, the mayor, mentions the term 65,000. We know only a couple of thousand trailers have actually gone to New Orleans. Now, this failure to deliver the trailers was initially blamed on FEMA's incompetence, but it's going on 6 months now. And so we know that it's not incompetence. We know that trailer manufacturers all across the country stopped their production at the request of the federal government, their production for their own markets, to turn out these trailers. And many of them are now complaining that the federal government is not picking up their orders. So basically, it is certainly clear that the federal government has no intention of putting these tens and tens of thousands of trailers in New Orleans, which would allow people to come back, which would anchor these neighborhoods that have been given an ultimatum. You come up with a plan in 4 months to show how there's people going to be here, or we will bulldoze you and turn you into swamp.
Mm.
By the way, it's not going to be swamp. We know what it's going to be.
Absolutely.
You know. But imagine what these numbers mean. If there were to be 25,000, that's the low end, trailers in New Orleans, and a conservative estimate would say three people to a trailer on average. It would actually be higher than that. That would be 75,000 people who would be allowed to return to set up these trailers and anchor the reconstruction of these neighborhoods. And almost all of those folks would be black because the trailers would be going to the people who were washed out. 75,000 on top of the 140,000 people who now live in New Orleans, and considering that they mostly be black, would give New Orleans something approaching a black majority immediately. Well, that's why they're not delivering 25,000 trailers. If it were 65,000 trailers, as Mayor Nagin has said he was promised, we're talking something close to 200,000 people being allowed to return, which would make New Orleans very comfortably a black city again.
Mm.
And there is obviously, there has been a decision that those trailers will never arrive. So this is not just complications of FEMA's incompetence.
This is a plan.
This is Bush's plan at the highest level. And that's why it must be confronted as such. And the moaning and groaning about, well, incompetence, does not cut it.
That's a distraction.
It's a distraction,
mm-hmm.
You see. And saying, well, we're going to introduce legislation that will pump some more money into this and that. Well, the people are not there.
Mm.
It does them no good. There must be an outcry that, as we have not heard in two generations, in order to begin to address this problem. And the problem has to be called by its name. And the conspiracy, and that is, not, and you know, Liz, that Glenn does not talk conspiracy often.
Mm-mm.
But the clear conspiracy to make the black dispersal from New Orleans permanent is so obvious to everyone that all it requires is that our masked leadership say it in one voice. To get all of us involved, for people to seek out the Katrina-related projects that may be going on, that are going on near them, unbeknownst to them, and kickstart this new movement.
And it
could be done, and it's misleadership that stops us from doing it. They divert us.
And that was the strategy in the much ado about nothing statement made by Mayor Nagin that we're going to make this a chocolate city.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And you know, he is such a loon. And you know, he was a Republican.
Yes!
Yes!
Well, he's gone crazy. I believe that his world was totally upturned. He blacked anyway, carrying water for the Republicans. Then Katrina happens. He gets a real reality check, but he's gone crazy.
We call him the most disoriented man in the country. He personifies those Negroes who have hitched their wagons to the white corporate establishment. And now that they don't need him anymore, now that there are no black folks to bamboozle in New Orleans, he finds himself totally the odd man out.
He has a lot of time on his hand, too.
I wonder if he'll get his Cox job back as vice president of Cox Cable.
And we have 2 minutes here. Just quick thought on Hillary's plantation comment.
Well, I suppose you're talking about our political cartoon.
Yes, I am.
Done by the
artist
known as 29.
Fabulous cartoon. Need to go to blackcommentator.com to see this cartoon.
But, you know, it was when you live in the United States, when we say funny, we really mean in a perverse way.
Mm.
Here we have these, Hillary starts talking about a plantation before a black church organization. I hate it when they do that. And the Republicans jump on her, basically saying that the mere utterance of the word plantation is pandering and defensive to black people. I will tell you that in the almost 4 years that we've been running Black Commentator, all that comes out of white and black Republican mouths in terms of their critique of the Democratic Party is that it is a plantation. That is the Republican line to black people on the Democratic Party. Get off the plantation. The Democrats are a plantation. You're just a bunch of slaves in the Democratic Party. Come over to the Republican Party. Plantation, plantation, plantation. And so the Republicans' attack on Clinton, that was the most cynical statement that I've heard from them lately, although there are so many.
There's so many, but it's also...
And yet, Clinton is the shining light of the Democratic Leadership Council, which is the only reason she's considered to be the front runner for the presidential nomination. That's the right wing of the Democratic Party. You see, so our cartoon depicts in antebellum style, pre-Civil War style, Hillary sitting on the porch with her mint julep and a white man depicted as a Republican sitting on the porch. And Hillary says, you run a plantation. And the Republican white guy says, no, you run a plantation.
And that has...
In the background, all these black folks who live on the plantation saying, what the hell are they talking about?
And that has to be the final word. Glenn Ford, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. It's always great to be in your presence.
Always great to be in yours. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, I'll be back in the next hour. Open lines, your calls, your comments, your questions, your concerns. Be there.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. They knew something was wrong right away.
The ship didn't show up at 3 a.m. The port office started to contact the ship, but unfortunately the contact was not succeeded.
The vice president of Egypt's Al Salam Maritime, Amir Ashmail, he's talking about one of the company's ferries, the Salam 98. It's now at the bottom of the Red Sea. The big boat sank with over 1,300 people on board. This woman made the trip several times between Saudi Arabia and Egypt.
Very few people had a cabin. We only saw one other family had a cabin. When you flushed the toilet, water came shooting out of the downspout, things like that, and it's just rusty.
Rescuers are pulling bodies and survivors from the water. We've been telling you about this for days, but it bears repeating. If you get an email at work today with the words Kama Sutra in it, delete it. It could be the Blackworm virus. The bug will eat through a lot of your files, and Oliver Fredericks with Symantec says it's not a one-time thing.
The virus has one disturbing side effect in that every third of the month, it'll actually go and start erasing files from your computer. So it'll erase Word documents, PowerPoint files, Excel spreadsheets, and databases from your computer.
And if for some reason you do open it, get help right away. The Senate's giving the Patriot Act another 5 weeks. It's passed an extension late last night. Members want to reach a compromise with the White House over parts of the measure the president wants to be made permanent. Is anybody polite anymore? An ABC News poll says not too many. Polling director Gary Langer.
Americans report encountering a range of rudeness, from cursing to disrespectful behavior to interrupting a conversation to pull out a BlackBerry. But the one that's most prevalent comes with a ringtone, people gabbing annoyingly in public on cell phones. 87% of Americans hear it, nearly 6 in 10 hear it often, and 45% say it bothers them a lot.
The survey has a 3-point margin of error, and if you'll excuse me, I have an important call I need to make right now. This is ABC News.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If your New Year's resolution is to spend less, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-282-1588. Refinance your mortgage for around 5.5% right over the phone. Then pay off your credit cards. Call Quicken Loans at 800-282-1588 for a mortgage rate around 5.5%. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 6.542%. Call 800-282-1588.
It may be easier to find a job. The Labor Department says unemployment dropped to 4.7%, the lowest since July of 2001. A protest in India over a controversial cartoon that ran in European newspaper. Some say it depicts the Prophet Muhammad as a terrorist. Are you ready for some football? Are you ready to make some money off it?
Super Bowl Sunday is only a few days away. It's also the time when people bet on everything, from which team will win the big game to how long the national anthem will take.
The Super Bowl is a huge single event for anybody in the sports business, even more so for those of us who cater to sports bettors.
Rob Begg is with Covers.com. It's a site that crunches every stat that could affect the game.
It's a lot like the financial markets.
Begg says in the old days, people, just like handicappers, had to do footwork to get information. Now, everyday Joe Sixpack can do the exact same thing online. Michael Barr, ABC News.
And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
St. Louis, this is Hanford Friend-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour.
In the news this Friday, the superintendent of the Wentzville School District is charged with offering to pay a district employee for sex. Thomas Byers was arrested Wednesday evening near the woman's home on charges of patronizing prostitution, stalking, and acceding to corruption. The Wentzville School Board has placed Byers on administrative leave with pay. If you're planning on hosting a Super Bowl party this Sunday, make sure your guests don't drink and drive. That's the message from Anheuser-Busch. Carol Clark, a spokesperson for the beer giant, says you can help keep your guests safe by serving food, offering non-alcoholic beverages, and cutting off alcohol an hour before the party ends. According to Anheuser-Busch, more than 146 million Americans have used or have been a designated driver. For more information on how to keep your guests safe or about being a designated driver, log on to www.designateddriver.com. Finally this hour, Missouri Baptist Medical Center wants people to know how to take better care of themselves. The hospital will be holding its 13th annual heart fair tomorrow. Joanne Mivas from Missouri Baptist explains why it's important to attend this event.
Heart disease is our leading cause of death in the United States. It just contributes to your overall quality of life. The healthier you are, the better quality of life you will have. And you just never know when you're going to be able to use some of this information that you'll receive at this heart fair.
The event includes screenings, tours, lectures, and tips on how to properly eat and exercise. The fair runs from 9 o'clock in the morning until 1 in the afternoon and is free to the public. To register, call 314-996-LIFE. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals, like an Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Ultimate Fighting Championship, LaDell Cortere 3. Northbound 55 between Richardson and Butler Hill. Look for normal traffic. Eastbound 44 at 270 is easing. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 at 270 and McKelvey. Look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 from 44 to Marshall. That traffic is finally easing up this hour. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Brentwood. Look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Lindbergh, look for very heavy volume going on. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, you've got heavy volume as well. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB, look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at 5570 split all the way into Cleves Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Watch UFC 57 live this Saturday night on pay-per-view with champion Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture. Call your pay-per-view provider or use your digital remote to order UFC Liddell Couture 3. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to partly cloudy skies. Then becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day with a high in the upper 40s. For this evening, partly cloudy, colder in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy again overnight with a low around 20s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, colder, with a high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, partly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy by the afternoon with a high around 40. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 37 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Fields reporting 38 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
like to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We had originally scheduled at this hour our guest, Dr. Robert McGee, but he will not be here today, and he had an event that was scheduled for Sunday at the History Museum. That event has been canceled, and it will be rescheduled, and we'll be letting you know. So hold on to your opportunity to talk about an entrepreneurship, an inventor, being an inventor. That event has been canceled, and we will let you know when it is rescheduled. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. 454-0400 is my phone number. I want to give you an opportunity once again to get involved in your community tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the United House of Prayer, 3300 North Kings Highway. There's a whole lot of development going on in the First Ward, and Alderman Quincy Troop wants you to know about it and to weigh in on it, participate on it. The creation of a First Ward Education Youth Community and Culture Center, major development for West Florissant Union and surrounding areas, all that and more. Get on over to the meeting tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the United House of Prayer, 3300 North Kings Highway. Participate in the redevelopment of your community. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about, and I want to give you this opportunity as well. Valentine's Day is coming up, and there's a new special way to say I love you to your sweetie. Why don't you say I love you on the radio? Put together a 30-second spot to tell the world how much you love your baby, why you love your baby, why you love your child, why you love your mama, why you love your daddy. Happy Valentine's Day to someone. And you can have it said on the Wake Up Call. Tell them to wake up in the morning and listen to the Valentine's message. How cool is that? Never been done before. Why don't we do it here on the Wake Up Call? Let me tell you how. All you have to do is call 367-2743. That's 367-2743. Show the world that you love your baby. Show the world that you care right here on the Wake Up Call with your own Valentine's message played for you on Valentine's Day. 367-2743 is the number. You will get so much love. The number again is 367-2743. We have a lot to talk about on the Wake Up Call. There are a lot of folks on the line. There are a lot of folks that have some stuff they want to talk about. as we say here, let's handle our business. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you, Joseph?
Good, good. Speaking of sweeties, you know, today is my wife's birthday.
See?
Come again?
I see. Happy birthday to your wife.
Okay. What I want to call you about today, did you talk about the compare and contrast on that situation involving the indictment of that deputy out there in Lincoln County?
I did not handle it for me, Joseph.
Well, it's interesting to see how quickly they've moved in indicting that officer in comparison with the situation a few years ago, if you recall, at that Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but Joseph, what's the rule? It's not about the crime. It's about those who stand accused of the crime. Now, we had some victims. What did the victims look like in this gun down by cops?
Oh, they were white.
White boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
White young men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shot down, gunned down in a car. Car could be used as a weapon. Cop fired into the car, non-provoked, and he killed him, right?
That's right.
Okay. And he is being charged with a crime.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. There you go. But white officers who... What did they do?
They killed one or two brothers?
Two men of African descent.
Mm-hmm.
In a parking lot and a Jack in the Box.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, nobody's been charged with the crime and no one will be.
Mm-hmm. But this was quick action.
There you go.
Okay, it's going to be interesting to see on this Maplewood situation just what happened.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Al, good morning.
Yes. He already asked the question that I wanted to ask to speak about it and get your comment. But the next thing I want to know, the young man who answered the phone, he asked me what I wanted to talk about. Is that the way it's going to be done now?
There are a bunch of new things that are going on with WGNU, and we've been playing a spot to help our listeners work themselves through this. Yes, we are screening on WGNU.
Okay, then.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
It's amazing that the Democratic Party does not deal with the four men that surround Bush. The first one was Jack Lieberman, who raised $10 million for him and raised money for him in Texas. Yet Bush actually says, well, I don't think I know this man. I just take pictures with everybody.
You're talking about Abramoff.
Abramoff, right.
You said Lieberman. That's Abramoff.
Right, Abramoff, right.
Okay.
The other gentleman is Vice President Cheney and Halliburton. This man has diverted great contracts through the government, and he's vice president. Nobody questions that. You have the representative from Texas who got money from Haberman and changed how elections were done. You know, he changed the election in Texas, and he takes this money that he used had to be used to influence the Senate and the House of Representatives to pass bills and laws. So these things go deeper than that. So it's just these men, they don't seem to bring out that these people shook hands with Bush's friends, yet they just don't seem to dwell on that.
Culture of corruption. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Good. With this local, with our school board election is coming up, which is very, very important, and I hope that all of our parents, grandparents, and everybody start talking about it and listen to the local, what the ones that's running is about five or six running, and to get out there because we only have two more months.
Is no to Darnetta Shamel, and the answer is no to Jim Buford Slay. The answer is no.
They will have to decide who they're going to put in.
There you go. The answer is no to Jim Buford Slay, and the answer is no to Darnetta Clingsdale. And yes to Peter Downs.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Seth. How are you this morning?
Thanks, Peter. Good morning.
You know, I was looking at the news, and there's some countries around the world like Sudan, Indonesia, Pakistan,
your Muslim countries around the world, and their retailers and stores are all pulling Danish products off the shelf.
I talked about that in the 6 o'clock hour yesterday. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, because of the inflammatory cartoons that was published by one Denmark newspaper, which has inflamed the Muslim world.
And also we have to add to that, Peter, it's not simply that it was done by a Danish newspaper in an apparent unsolicited act of solidarity. A French newspaper and other European newspapers also decided, well, shoot, we want to publish it too. We're going to show you that you can't tell us not what we can't do. So they published it as well. So talk about pouring gasoline on the fire twice.
Yeah, and they really have taken Denmark to their knees because their factories are shutting down. They're having to lay off people from the market that they have produced by selling goods to these Arab countries, to these Muslim countries, should I say.
Here's the thing, Peter, because people will make the argument that this is about freedom of speech. And, yes, it is. It's always about freedom of speech. But even in America, freedom of speech says that you cannot shout fire in a crowded theater. Newspapers all the time self-censor themselves. Ask yourself this question. Would that same Denmark paper publish a caricature of George Bush with a bomb on his head?
Well, let's also bring it home. How about when New Mexico made the caricature of the black image on their stamp?
There you go.
We've seen the so-called leaders, not leaders, but those righteous groups, the NAACP, the Urban League, and some others, they basically pleaded to Vicente Fox to please remove the stamp several times. They didn't show no action we see what the Muslims are doing around the world.
That's right.
What a difference.
That is a difference.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. So there are two things that are different. There are things that are different in terms of the Muslim world's response to this assault and how it was done in this country when people of African descent were assaulted, equally assaulted. But with the racist caricatures on stamps, put on stamps, and supported and defended by President Fox of Mexico. And I want to return to that topic just for a second. It is indefensible for a newspaper to have done this. Did they have a choice in doing this? Of course they did. Every newspaper in the world censors itself. And you're a lie if you say that every newspaper believes in freedom of speech so much that they print anything and everything that comes across their desk or any wild hair idea that one of their employees have. That is not true. They censor themselves every single day. You think I could get a letter to the editor printed in the Post-Dispatch? You think I could? You think I could get attacking, exposing, showing the wrongfulness of Francis Lay and the school board? You think I could get a letter to the editor? Well, I can't because they haven't printed any of my stuff. So the fact of the matter is newspapers censor themselves every single day of the week. It is a disingenuous, it is a fake argument that a fake First Amendment argument that is being used, because the fact of the matter is that it is not freedom of speech when you shout fire in a crowded theater. And by taking a picture, creating a picture of Muhammad and putting a bomb on his head and then running it again is pouring gasoline on a fire. And it was your choice, and you should not have done it. You should not have done it. You knew it was going to be wrong. You should. This is not a discussion of what can we print in our paper and what we can't print in the paper. Every paper in the world censors itself. Every single one of them. Try to get a caricature of George Bush with a bomb on his head in the New York Times. It won't happen. It won't happen. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Lester.
Yes, Liz, this is a very enthusiastic, satisfied customer who ordered from your corner store.
Oh!
I received my package yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And when I opened it, I was just stunned. It was gift-wrapped and all the gold, and I had a Hershey's Kiss and a card and all that. I was just overwhelmed with that.
Yeah, we try to please. We want to wow you with customer service. We want to wow you.
That's really outstanding because I'm in a dilemma now because it's actually a gift for my daughter in college, and I was going to repackage it and all that, but now I don't have any work to do. So I actually didn't get a chance to look at the T-shirt, so I'm going to have to enjoy it with her when she finally opens it.
Excellent. I'm so
glad.
But
I just wanted to share that with you. It was just so serendipitous and really nice touch of class, first class all the way.
Thank
you so
much.
So I encourage everyone to go to your website and order like mad just to get that personal touch.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Love to hear satisfied customers for shopping at the Kona store on my website. Love to hear that. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Hi, this is Sandra Wilson, Christian Ferguson's grandmother. How are you doing today?
How are you, Miss Sandra?
Just good. I need to talk to you about something else, but I'll call you off the line for that.
Okay.
But I just wanted to make the community aware that we're still looking for Christian.
Yes, ma'am.
And the fact that, and you know, I've been a little concerned about the lack of support, especially by those organizations who say they're really interested in supporting people who have had their civil rights violated. And my daughter definitely has had her civil rights violated. She has been kept from seeing not only Christian, but her other son as well, by their the paternal grandparents who continue to say that she's some kind of threat to her son, and I don't know what it is because the son is definitely dying to see her. I know that from outside sources. But I'm just kind of, I guess I'm kind of issuing a call out to those people in our community who say they are really interested in seeking justice for people like my daughter, especially when it comes to missing children. I know that I've seen the groups come out in hard numbers for people who've been violated, that when it goes national for incidents like this last one we had with a guy named Edmonds, where we saw the police kicking and stomping him. But there's a number of ways that you can be kicked and stomped by our civil authorities, or I guess those who protect us, I should say. And one way has been experienced by my daughter. So I'm issuing a call for anyone who
have you tried to, Sandra, who have you tried to contact and you haven't gotten any response?
Well, we've contacted the NAACP.
You've contacted Harold Crumpton. He's the president of the NAACP.
Yes, we've contacted him.
And what has he done?
Nothing. Nothing, to my knowledge, nothing. We've even called Jay Nixon, and I know Jay Nixon is getting in on this other case. And
well, he's gotten in on the case to kill people.
Yes, and we've called his office, and we've called all the state offices, and we've even contacted some of the national news media. So the thing is that...
How long has Christian been missing?
He's been missing since June 11, 2003. And my daughter's still fighting the cause, and there's a lot of bad stuff. I don't know how to say this, but there is a lot of cover-up in the city of St. Louis related to this case. You'd be surprised at what the police department is covering up.
Now, you're talking to Liz Brown. I would not be surprised.
No, you would not. Okay. Some people would because they just can't see it as being this deep. And also with the lawyers, and I'm sorry to say that some of our well-known lawyers who represent some of the case, some of the people who have been accused of some of our really bad stuff in the community. The lawyer is working for my grandson's father. So there's a lot of cover-up, a lot of information out there that's being hidden, and we've tracked it down and found out some of it's not even real.
Mm.
So we're asking for anybody who can... feel strong enough because it calls for a strong person. You can give me a call at my home if you really want to help us. And I can give you my number. I don't have any fear.
Go right ahead.
It's 385-6625. Area code 314-385-6625.
Very good.
And we're also planning a parade like we had last year coming up in June to call attention to the fact that Christian's still missing, as well as the other violence against our young people, our children in the community. So you'll be hearing more about that.
Sandra, thank you so much.
Okay, and I'll get in touch with you later on.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. Yeah.
We're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Stay with me. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU.
I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words, I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel, so silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Traffic Law Hotline. Northbound 55 between 141 and 270. No problems to report. Eastbound 44 from 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 at 141 and Mason. Look for that traffic to be easing. Eastbound 70, 270 and McKelvey. Look for normal traffic going on there. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry to 170 looks good. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 44 from Route 50 all the way to 100 out in Washington. Look for road construction having the left lane closed. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and McKnight, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 40 between Clayton Skinker and Hanley, got heavy volume as well. Eastbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge, look for fog going on there. Northbound 270 at McKelvey, there's slow traffic. Southbound 170 at Club Tower all the way into 40 on those approaches. Look for congestion going on in the right lane. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the Poplar Street Bridge. You have no problems to report. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. Look for traffic congestion cleared. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at 5570 all the way into Laclede's Landing looks good. And northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound Manchester at Enchanted Parkway. There's an accident. The left lane is blocked and it's jamming all the way back to Reese Road. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Traffic Law Hotline. If you get a speeding ticket, driving while suspended, or DWI, Traffic Law Hotline will give your case personal prompt attention. Call Traffic Law Hotline at 314-TRAFFIC. That's 314-TRAFFIC. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Patchy fog this morning. A quarter mile visibility is possible. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy this evening. Colder, becoming mostly cloudy after midnight with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Saturday, mostly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day with a high around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under sunny conditions, we have 37 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU Radio. As you know, we are in the process of changing and starting new things at WGNU. To make the most of what you have to say and to air the best part everyone wants to hear, our engineers will ask you the subject you want to talk about as we start a new screening process at AM 920. We want to bring out the issues that matter most to you. Thank you for your cooperation.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Stu McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com. And then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
This message is only for business owners and managers. How would you like to be able to increase your sales anytime you want it? Need to do a new advertising campaign, but first you need some extra business to pay for it? You want to make improvements to your store, but first you need some extra business to pay for it? You want to take that needed vacation, but first you need some extra business to pay for it. What you need is ITEX, I-T-E-X, the International Trade Exchange. With ITEX, you'll get new customers who will go out of their way to do business with you. The ITEX network works like a nationwide sales force to increase your sales and reduce cash expenses to improve your bottom line profits. So join the other smart business owners right here in St. Louis who have already found out how to increase their business and improve not only their bottom line, but also their quality of life. Contact Herb Steck at your local ITEX office to see how much new business you can get and how much cash you can save. Call 636-441-8930. Remember that number, 636-441-8930. With ITEX, you and your business can trade for a better life.
Listen, folks, Valentine's Day is coming up, and I know you want to do something special, something unique, something that nobody else has done. Be a radio star for your baby. Tell your baby, I love you, on the wake-up call. On Valentine's Day, we will broadcast your special I love you wake-up call message to your baby. Whether it's your mother, it's your father, it's your cousin, it's your aunt, it's your girlfriend, it's your boyfriend, it's your baby. Do it here on the wake-up call. It is so easy. And for those of you that might be a little radio shy, that's all right. I'll do it for you. I'll articulate the words of love for you. How do you get it done? Here's the number, 367-2743. That's 367-2743. 367-2743. Valentine's Day is coming up. Handle your business. Put a I love you shout out to the world on the wake-up call, 367-2743. Tell your baby you love them.
Hey WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray of Higher Ground. I'm moving from the 1 to 2 p.m. slot to the 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. Monday through Friday slot on Radio Free St. Louis AM 920 WGNU. I will talk to you then.
Next, on Mondays at 9, we take a look at the controversial artificial sweetener called aspartame. This substance is used in thousands of food products but has a history of causing bad health reactions. Concerns have risen so much that a legislator in New Mexico is calling for his state to ban it completely. It was discovered by accident and only made it onto the marketplace with the help of one Donald Rumsfeld, even though the FDA had concerns about it 20 years ago. So why is it still being sold? We'll have an in-depth examination of the aspartame controversy with Jim Turner, director of the National Institute of Science, Law, and Public Policy, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty? This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Next hour, we're going to be talking, of course, to our friends at Healthy Future, and we're going to be talking about, massage therapies. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. We're going to be talking about that on Healthy Futures in the next hour. You don't want to miss that with Linda McKirkland and, of course, with our friends at Eternity Deli as well. Let us get to the lines. I know you have a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's get to the lines. Bob.
Good morning, Liz. How are you feeling?
I'm outstanding. How are you, Bob?
Okay, Liz. Liz, that young lady that called Kristen Ferguson's grandmother, do you have that number again?
I sure do. That's
okay.
385-6625.
And, Liz, it's sorry she had to learn the hallway like I did in 95. Now, growing up as a little boy, Liz, I said, oh, boy, the NAACP, the number one, we got him, because I never thought I was going to need him. In 95, when I needed him for an incident to happen at my house in Normandy, Liz, I called him. when I talked to him, they said, Bob, we need you to send us this information, send us this, send us that, what happened. And this was a situation, Liz, where I was in the right. I sent them everything. They didn't call me back. I called. I said, well, what's going on, Lee? Would you please call me? They had a thing where he had an answer service after that. I guess he knew my voice. Never called, Liz. Till this day, as I'm talking to you right now, they never called.
And so, can I share something with you that's rather, that's kind of anecdotal, but not, it is, I take that word back. It is not anecdotal. It is an indication of the attitude and the attitude of the NAACP here in the city of St. Louis.
Wow.
You pick up the phone, you call the NAACP in the city of St. Louis.
Yes.
And they have an answering service as well.
Right.
And on their answering service, and here's what I want you to focus in on, Bob. This is the thing that is telling about the seriousness with which they take your concerns. The president of the NAACP, that's Harold Crumpton, who is in the pocket of France. To Slay. His statement on the line is push button number one, because it's an automatic service. Push one if you have a complaint about something.
That's right.
And so to characterize what the things that impact on people, to characterize a police brutality or to reduce a police brutality story, a police brutality
right.
concern into a complaint shows you that they ain't hearing what you have to say.
They ain't hearing what you
have
to say, Liz.
They ain't hearing what you're having to say.
Liz, I would accept it if they'd call me back and said, well, Bob, we got your paper, and you know what, Bob?
We can't do anything.
We can't. At least as I would have kept the respect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, Liz, it's terrible. And can you believe now Chet Cleveland is telling the three officers? Now, he's representing the three Kirkwood, the three officers from Maplewood. He don't want to deal with the other guy, the brother. He don't want him to deal with him. He said, let you go get your own lawyer. Anyway, he's telling them, whatever the FBI tell you, do not cooperate. That's what he's telling them.
Well, you know, I understand that attorneys are going to give the best representation to their clients. I understand that. I wouldn't want to say nothing to nobody because nothing to come out of my mouth is going to be anything that's not going to keep me out of jail.
Right, Liz, that's you're right. But see, it didn't look too good last night when I'm sitting up watching Channel 2 News having my Coca-Cola, and all of a sudden they said, why don't we just let the guy that had the chase, let him out with no charges?
It's a bad thing.
Liz,
it's a bad thing. And why did you give Coca-Cola a shout-out on my show?
Oh, okay.
I'm just playing. Thanks for your call.
Okay,
all right, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up and get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Mac, good morning.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
Outstanding.
Yeah, I heard you speaking of the school board, and before I go too far, I mean, you know, and we have new names that are going to be thrown into the arena, but I don't think it's proper to mention those names over your show. I won't do it because I don't think it's proper.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, Matt. New names that, you know, for the race for the school board.
Oh,
on the
sure,
school.
Sure, it's appropriate. We have an election coming up.
Yeah, we got it. Well, I didn't know whether they had to come through you or what.
Okay,
but,
no. I mean, if they want commercials, of course they will come through me. But the other piece of it is that, of course, if
you can mention a name that's
yes,
going.
Yes, supposed... she can. Yes, she can.
Okay. Well, McLean.
Uh huh. Dennis McLean.
Dennis McLean mm-hmm. is throwing his hat into the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then, that's what I wanted to say.
Thanks.
Maybe you'll be getting more. But one more thing I want to say
mm-hmm.
about this, you know, what his name? Chuck Cleveland, the lawyer for the
no.
office.
Oh, Mac, no. His no.
What his name? Cleveland?
Chet.
Chet?
Let me say it completely so you hear it.
Huh?
It's Chet Cleveland.
Chet Cleveland.
Okay, go ahead.
I was looking at him this morning on radio, and I've been looking at him a couple of days on, I mean, Channel 2 News, getting his play in.
Mm-hmm.
And he keep telling me I haven't saw the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Channel 2 camera, a helicopter, flew all down the interstate and trailed them all the way to the West Forest and where the incident happened.
Okay, quickly.
What else do he want me to see that I haven't saw the whole picture?
Well, I don't think, and Mac, I think that you're being unfair to Chet. I really do. Because as their attorney, what he is saying when he says that you have not seen the whole picture is that you haven't seen it in slow-mo. Because if you see it in slow-mo, then that you will be able to see that the cops did what they were we're supposed to do. He wants to slow down real time. He wants to freeze frame real time. He wants, there's a whole lot of defending going on. And I understand, I was a defense counsel. I understand there's a whole lot of defending going on, but it doesn't look good for any of his clients. The guy was let go. Okay, there are no charges against him. Your people kicked him when he was on the ground. It doesn't look good for you.
And
I got to roll. Got to roll.
Got to
roll. Got to roll. We're going to take a break, folks. Liz Brown, wake up call. I'll be back at you after this. Stay with me.
Okay. I want a rim shot. Hey, diggy, diggy, a rim shot. Hey, come on, a rim shot.
Brought to you by attorney Albert Walton, helping people get paid for over 25 years. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Khartoum. The African Union says violence is once again spiraling out of control in the western Darfur region. The head of the union's peacekeeping mission in the area says tribal confrontations, attacks by Arab militias, and local bandits are the main causes of this recent uptick in violence. America wants the United Nations to take over the peacekeeping action there because the African Union does not have enough money to provide the manpower and resources to handle it. The African Union has about 7,000 troops there, but has already said its budget for them will soon be exhausted. They're having to cover an area about the size of France. The main rebel movement in Darfur, the Sudan Liberation Army, has been targeting government forces and civilians in recent months, and the Janjaweed militia has responded with reprisal attacks. This conflict has been ongoing for 3 years. About 2 million people have been driven from their homes because of the conflict, and some 200,000 others have died due to direct or indirect results from the unrest. And Dateline London. New British health studies indicate that people who use cocaine are running the risk of creating stomach problems that have the potential for causing death. A British study indicates that well over 250,000 people abuse cocaine in the UK every month. Health professionals have reported an outbreak of new symptoms of abdominal pain, as well as nausea, vomiting, and bloody diarrhea, which occur within 48 hours of ingesting the drug. There's also been cases where the intestines have had a hole eaten into it, requiring emergency surgery. These abdominal problems have a tendency to develop in poor inner-city areas where the drug of choice is crack cocaine. Cocaine abuse is already known to cause cardiovascular and respiratory problems. This is your wake-up call global news update.
When you've been hurt in an accident, there are many things to consider. Doctor's bills, time lost from work, medical costs, ongoing injuries, pain and suffering. For over 25 years, attorney Albert Walton has helped people get paid for their property, paid for their pain and suffering, paid for their loss. Before you talk to anyone, call 314-388-3400. That's 388-3400 and talk to attorney Albert Walton for free. If you've been hurt, let attorney Albert Walton's knowledge and experience help you get paid. 314-388-3400.
This is Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU Radio. As you know, we are in the process of changing and starting new things at WGNU. To make the most of what you have to say and to air the best part everyone wants to hear, our engineers will ask you the subject you want to talk about as we start a new screening process at AM 920. We want to bring out the issues that matter most to you. Thank you for your cooperation.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in 2 to 4 weekday afternoons on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's go take on the day.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
All right, it's not too late. Shoppers, it's not too late. I know you need something big. You need something big for Super Bowl Sunday. It's not too late to get your business done. Go on down to 3425 Union Sears. Get your big screen television. Get your shop on. Go to the only full-service Sears in the city of St. Louis. Why go to the mall? Why spend the time? Why spend the money? Why spend the effort when you have something right in your own neighborhood? 3425 Union Sears.
Sears. They have the big screen television sets. They have the treadmills. They have the washers, the dryers, the refrigerators, the stoves, everything that you need. Tools. They have everything. So go on over to Sears at 3425 Union, 3425 Union. Get your Super Bowl shop on.
Next, on Mondays at 9, we take a look at the controversial artificial sweetener called aspartame. This substance is used in thousands of food products, but has a history of causing bad health reactions. Concerns have risen so much that a legislator in New Mexico is calling for his state to ban it completely. It was discovered by accident and only made it onto the marketplace with the help of one Donald Rumsfeld, even though the FDA had concerns about it 20 years ago. So why is it still being sold? We'll have an in-depth examination of the aspartame controversy with Jim Turner, director of the National Institute of Science, Law, and Public Policy, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget. Looking back.
This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. My website is lizbrown.com. We are archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. Also, we're iPodded there as well. And we're streamed. This is so cool. We are streamed from Xenia to Zimbabwe. You can hear this. You can hear us. You can hear all of this. You don't have to miss anything, whether you are within the continental boundaries of the United States or the continental boundaries of Africa, because we're streamed. So handle your business. Take care of your business. You know what? We have much to do. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me.
Good morning, Liz. This is Floyd.
Good morning, Floyd.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I was talking about your friend Howard about the State of the Union address, and it wasn't the kind of dress that I think was going to help African descent. In my opinion, George W. Bush can take that visit and stuff it somewhere, because I don't buy into this man. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you two reasons. The man is not worth to be living, trustworthy, and he doesn't tell the truth. He can't admit that they're wrongdoing. And what you talked about earlier around 6 o'clock about what happened to Sidney Shin, mm-hmm. to me, it's offensive. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely defensive to a woman who lost her son,
right.
and the man who lied in front of her face got her son killed.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is appalling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making me sick in my stomach.
And
all these knuckleheads out here supporting this clown, they need to open their eyes, because they need a kick in the butt. But to Liz, it hurts me to see that kind of thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no fun. It's no fun to see people do like that.
Well, and you know, fun aside, the issue, the question that is raised by the cavalier, if you will, attitude, the sports-minded attitude or assessment of the war in Iraq, as if this is some sort of game that we're playing. This is a Republican game versus a Democratic game, and that they're with George W. Bush because they're on the Republican team, and everything that the Democrats do is wrong, and vice versa. This is not a game. These are real people's lives, and real people are dying because of people's rabid attachment to an administration, as if this administration were the New York Jets. It's outrageous, and it is deadly. It is outrageous and deadly. Thank you for your call.
You have a good weekend.
Take care of yourself. You too. You
bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. Ms. Brown, I've heard it at least 5 or 6 times in the last year or so about where the United States says that over in Iraq, and in the Middle East, how they will refuse to negotiate with terrorists.
Okay, dokie.
And they're constantly talking to these people on back channels, and it comes out on the news and everything, and no one says anything. No one picks up on it. Maybe I'm the only person on the planet that picks up on it. And they try to clarify and says, well, they're not the insurgents. They're not the terrorists.
Who are we talking about, Bill?
We're talking about Iraq, about how they say that the United States doesn't negotiate with the terrorists.
Okay.
And but they say that they're talking to the insurgency.
Right.
Now how do you separate the terrorists from the insurgency?
Well, I think that the term terrorist is a loose word that is used far more to gin up support of this administration than it is to accurately define anyone. How is defending your homeland? How does that first of all, how does it make you a terrorist? You live there, you don't like what's going on there, and you are going to oppose what is happening against your will and without your request. This we have to remember that this was a preemptive strike against a sovereign nation. And so the definition is not a definition that really describes anything. It's a definition. It's a political definition used for political agendas.
One more quick one is about the possibility of sanctions. The United States is proposing possibility of sanctions against Iran, but during the heavy apartheid situation with South Africa, one of South Africa's strongest trading partners during the apartheid policy was Israel, correct?
That is correct. And also, one of the strongest part now the name escapes me. But yes, go ahead.
Right, because I think there is so much confusion in the Middle East. I think it boils down to this Christian xenophobic philosophy here in America, where Christians are always right. And I think it has really creeped into the African-American population here in the United States, to whereas if you're an African-American and if you don't wear your Christianity on your sleeve, then obviously in most of the black community, then and you're black, something's wrong with you. I've noticed that in the last 5 or 6 years.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. You're in the wake-up call.
Yes. I'd like to say that you have some of the most intelligent listeners in your audience, and so maybe they can call us and give us an update on what I'm about to talk about. I saw on Channel 2 that a little girl was chased down, and I don't know if she was killed, but I know she was mauled pretty badly in Granite City. And I haven't heard anything else, no updates about that, but it also said that prior to this little girl being attacked, another child had been chased by the same pack of dogs, and evidently nothing was done so that this wouldn't happen to another child. So I would like to know, in your listening audience, does anyone know whether the little girl is dead or alive?
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Kevin.
Hello.
Yes.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I'd like to talk about why I don't like the NAACP. I have a personal experience with them. I was working down for the Department of Agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
They call it the Last Plantation. You had a program on how horrible they treat black people when it comes to the black farmers and giving loans to them.
Okay, quickly. We only have a couple of minutes left here.
Okay, well, the NAACP, it's on 1520 Market Street. They were firing 100% black people, period, just firing black people. So I was the chief shop steward of the union, and I went to Clay because we give him monies. And I went to the NAACP, and I told them I have the evidence to prove that all they're doing is firing black people, and that white people aren't following the standards either. You know, because it can't be disparate treatment. You fired Jimmy for one thing, you got to fire Bobby too. So I had the information for them. You know, they never called me back for 5 years. I tried to get, and Clay, and they still are not calling them. And I was a union executive.
Worthless.
Clay, don't vote for him.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Robert, good morning. Robert.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, hi, Liz. This is my first time calling your show.
Welcome to the air.
Thank you. I have a question about I would like to know what the problem is with these policemen. Do you know anything about the one in Texas where they shot the guy three times?
And I believe they killed him.
Oh, he died?
If we're talking about the same case.
Yes, the former Army guy that came home from the military.
Okay, right. Oh, I thought he had died. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But we don't have enough time to talk about it, Kevin. Robert, what I'd like to do is to continue this conversation on Monday. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
for your call. Our next hour, we will be joined by Linda McKirkland, Program Director for Healthy Futures. Of course, it's Healthy Futures time. Today's topic will be massage therapies, Thai massage, Swedish massage, deep tissue massage, and shiatsu. massage and the benefits of massages and all of that. And don't forget, at the end of that show, quarter till, we're going to be giving away Because We Care packages from the Wake Up Call. You don't want to miss that. Get online for that at the end of our Healthy Futures program. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me one more great hour till the weekend begins. I'll be back.
I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Are you looking for a job? If you are, it might be a little easier to find when the Labor Department's January numbers are out, and they look okay.
Even though it fell short of expectations, the 193,000 new jobs produced in January pushed the unemployment rate to a four-and-a-half-year low of 4.7%. Down 0.2% from December. Employment grew in manufacturing, construction, professional and business services, education, and health care. Job prospects shrunk in retailing and government.
ABC's Pam Coulter in Washington. Rescuers are pulling bodies and survivors from the Red Sea today, where an Egyptian ferry boat sank off the Saudi Arabian coast. More from ABC's Jim Sciutto in London.
There was no distress call. Egyptian officials saying now as well that there is no evidence of terrorism. These ferries are often old, top-heavy, and in signs of trouble. They have a history of sinking very quickly, sometimes within minutes.
Some of the passengers on the Salam 98 were on their way home from the Hajj. President Bush starts his day in New Mexico and then will be heading to Texas later on. He's promoting a State of the Union message. Mr. Bush will visit a high-tech chip plant near Albuquerque and then later a math and science high school in Dallas. The president has also been given the Patriot Act for another 5 weeks. The Senate approved an extension last night. Whatever happened to common courtesy? An ABC News poll says many of us are asking that very same question.
This poll finds that in the ranks of rudeness, cell phones reign. While vast majorities of Americans experience a range of rude behaviors, the one that occurs most often is accompanied by a ringtone, people making loud or annoying cell phone calls in public. 87% of Americans encounter that kind of gabbing at least sometimes. Nearly 6 in 10 hear it often. And look out. 45% say it bothers them a lot. Hello?
The poll has a 3-point margin of error. Dow and NASDAQ both down in early going. This is ABC News.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
If your New Year's resolution is to spend less, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-282-1588. Refinance your mortgage for around 5.5% right over the phone, then pay off your credit cards. Call Quicken Loans at 800-282-1588 for a mortgage rate around 5.5%. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. APR 6.542%. Call 800-282-1588.
They'll try again to free a fuel tanker grounded near Nikiski, Alaska. The 575-foot Sea Bulk Pride was knocked from its mooring yesterday by an ice floe. It's carrying several kinds of petroleum and 95 barrels of a thick residual oil. Are you pulling for the Seahawks or are you going for the Steelers? There are just 2 days to go until Super Bowl 40.
It seems like everybody's just getting ready and they just want to play the game. The players are getting salty. They're tired of talking to the media. They're done with their media sessions. Now they're just going to hunker down in their hotels and, just get ready and go through practice sessions before Sunday. You know, fans are starting to fly in today, and if they haven't been in already, they'll be in the next 24 hours. Ticket holders are coming in. Sponsor people are starting to come in. And then Friday night, Saturday night, the big parties, the Playboy party, the Vivid party, the Maxim party, Sports Illustrated, all these parties that not too many of us get a chance to get a ticket for. But that's the kind of atmosphere we're getting into now.
ABC's Todd Ant in Detroit. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Pat Verfarian-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Fairmont City, Illinois man could face up to 5 years in prison if convicted on a felony charge of animal torture. Guadalupe Perez Varela allegedly tied a dog to a concrete block and then threw the animal into the Cahokia Canal on Sunday. The dog survived without serious injuries and is expected to be placed up for adoption soon. It's Super Bowl time, which means some of the most anticipated commercials of the year will be on this Sunday. Marlene Cowlis, the Vice President of Brand Management for Anheuser-Busch, says the beer giant has some great commercials for all of its products. This year's ads include a spot with the Budweiser Clydesdales once again playing football, but getting interrupted by a rowdy fan. Anheuser-Busch is once again the biggest advertiser for the Super Bowl, with 5 minutes of airtime during the big game. Finally this hour, a common household cleaner could be beneficial to your health. That's according to a new study that shows that bleach not only kills mold, but also removes it from surfaces. Dr. John Marchney, a certified industrial hygienist, says disinfectants only kill the mold.
You can go into a house and kill all the mold, but even though it's dead, it's not living, the protein is still there, and so as soon as that gets picked up in the air and people breathe it in, they start to react to it.
Those with pre-existing respiratory conditions or weakened immune systems are at higher risk when exposed to mold, such as individuals with HIV or cancer, infants, young children, and the elderly. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by TomTom. TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you on your way. To learn more, visit TomTom.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, AM 920. And you, I'm Howard Moore for the weather this hour's traffic. Weather this hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley. There's slow traffic. Eastbound 44 from 100 to back to US 50. The four roads inspection on the left lane is closed. Eastbound 44 between Mraz Overpass. The medical emergency going on there. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Big Bend. Road maintenance operations have the right lane closed. Southbound 270 from 100 all the way into Doherty Ferry, Manchester, Doherty Ferry, looking for a slow-moving maintenance vehicle. Center lane is closed this hour. Northbound 270 from Dorset to McKelvey. There's bridge maintenance operations going on as well. Westbound Page between or at 94. Look for bridge maintenance operations there. Southbound 67, Lindbergh at New Jamestown. Look for road construction. Right lane is closed. And eastbound Page between the upper bottom. Look for road maintenance operations there, having the right lane closed. Southbound 270 from 44 to Tesson Ferry. Road maintenance operations have that closed as well. That is a look. Just a bunch of road maintenance out there. So use caution and slow down and take a look. That's a look at your traffic for this hour. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals like Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly cloudy skies, a high in the upper 40s. This evening, partly cloudy in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-20s. It will be colder for Saturday, mostly cloudy, colder, high only in the upper 30s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 20. Then on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy by the afternoon with a high only around 40. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under clear skies with the sunshine, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 38 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. It's Healthy Futures. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
to you. You were born with
some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never tell you that progress has been made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution.
Sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome, 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 welcome to this week's edition of Healthy Future. And as always, we are joined by Linda McKirkland, Program Director of Healthy Future. Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Liz, and good morning to the listening audience.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, excellent, excellent.
Very good. So let us begin where we always begin.
Once again, we'd like to thank the listening audience for joining us every Friday morning for the Healthy Futures radio broadcast with Liz Brown. And to, again, thank Eternity Deli and Support a Child International for allowing us the sponsorship to do this every week. And the reason why we're here is to, number one, bring back health to our community, and number two, to increase the community's health awareness.
Very good. So what is our topic for today?
Today we're going to be talking about massage therapy, Liz. We have a call-in guest who will be talking about massage and the different types of massages that are available out there. His name is Walter Allen.
Okay, Walter Allen, certified massage therapist with the Greater Washington Institute of Massage, and he's joining us from Fairfax, Virginia. Walter Allen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Very good. I guess we kind of need to just start at the beginning of this, Linda.
Okay.
Walter, can you tell us what is massage therapy exactly?
Okay. First of all, I'd like to say good morning to everybody in the listening audience, and thank you for this opportunity to share information about massage therapy. Massage therapy is something that is applicable to everyone at every age group, at every level of conditioning or health, and it's not something only reserved for a select clientele or only for a certain group of people. Massage therapy is something that instinctively everybody would do. The basis of it, of course, is touch, and instinctively, if there's a problem, if there's concern, if there's happiness, whatever our feelings or our emotions are, then we want to reach out and touch someone. Or if someone else has, can see that someone else is experiencing various emotions or feelings, then we want to reach out and touch them also. Massage therapy is only a continuation of our natural instinct.
Very good. I don't think that a lot of people have made that
connection,
but that's so true. I mean, because we do. We do touch.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the problem is that we don't touch.
Right, right. Mm.
So what kinds of massage therapies are there?
Oh, as many as you can think. Massage therapy is not unlike any other areas of professionalism or of vocation. You have people who are creating things all the time. You have people who are proposing new ideas, new approaches, and then you have the traditional approaches. Every society, through my investigation, every society throughout history has some form of touch therapy that's applied. So as many cultures as there are, as many civilizations have come and gone, as many societies as you can think of around the world, there is some touch aspect in that particular society or in that particular culture. So if you say Japan, they have one. If you say China, they have one. If you say Africa, they have it.
Mm-hmm.
They have them in Europe and South America. Everywhere you go, where people are, there is some touch therapy involved.
Wow. Well, can we start with Thai massage? What's that?
Okay. Thai massage. Thai, referring, of course, to the land of Thailand, formerly known as Siam. This is a type of massage for this particular culture. In that particular culture, the people are very agricultural. So they spend a lot of their days cultivating crops, primarily rice. So at the end of the day, their legs and their feet would be tired from working in the rice paddy. So they devised a type of body work that emphasizes work on the extremities, particularly the lower extremities. And also from an Eastern perspective, where they're working not according to what we would say would be the anatomic structure or the bones and the muscles. They're working according to an energetic model, the way they understand energy flows through the body. So they would go in and re-energize each other by working on these energy lines or sin lines, as they call them, to rejuvenate each other at the end of the day.
And that's another thing that I think that people may know without knowing that they know, the whole energy exchange thing. We do it all the time. There are some, and if you just think about in your life, there are some people that suck your energy out of you. And there are some people you could be in their presence and they can touch you and you get their energy from them. So I just don't think that we realize about how energy works.
Well, I would like to add too, you're absolutely correct. I would like to add that sometimes we don't make the association because all of us have had these experiences. Unfortunately, there is somebody that we want to avoid. So we don't answer that person's phone call.
Mm-hmm.
We see that person coming, we'll duck around the corner. Or if we do have to encounter that person, I mean, it's a struggle. And after that, we feel drained. We feel, oh my goodness. So
we put our energy blockers up so that they can't snatch our energy.
Absolutely, but at any rate, there's a price to be paid. We have to put forth an effort.
Yes.
To do all of these things, so it costs us energetically. But
with Thai massage, what does that physically look like if someone came into your office? And we want to take a look at the imagery of each type of massage.
Okay. With Thai massage is, again, from an Eastern perspective. An Eastern perspective, they do a lot of things, what we would say ground level or floor level. A lot of their culture is involved with sitting on the floor. They do everything from that level. So the massage, likewise, is done on the floor, on a mat, on the floor, on that particular level. In this particular style, the clothes are not removed because there's no oil used, there's no lubricant used. It's basically a compression type of massage, excuse me. So what you would end up doing, you would lay on the mat, and then the therapist would apply pressure to various parts of the body, hands, thumbs, sometimes elbows, forearms, etc., depending on what the application was. So the person would be lying comfortably on the mat, and you would be working on that individual on that mat. In terms of movement, the only movement for the most part that you would end up doing is from face up, and then maybe you turn over face down so you can work on the back.
That's interesting.
Well, let's go to a deep tissue massage. What is that?
Deep tissue is essentially that. It's going to be working on the body at a deeper level. You find, as far as the body is constructed, it's constructed in layers. Protective layers as we go down, and to get to the deepest level, you first have to do superficial work. I mean, you just can't dive in and start with deep tissue. So you would have to do work at a superficial layer to relax those tissues to allow you to get in at a deeper level. So deep tissue is going to be a secondary type of modality after you've done an initial warm-up, so to speak. And the strokes are going to be at a different pace, at a slower pace, because you are working deeper and the sensations are going to be increased. Now, the benefits of deep therapy are that muscles occur, muscular tissue occurs in various layers. We say superficial, middle, and a deep layer. But the things that surround the muscle tissue, which are the fascial layers, also occur at superficial, middle, and deep layers. So it takes time to work through each layer so that you get to the next layer effectively without the previous layer rejecting you and being tight. Mm-hmm. So deep tissue therapy is going to be detailed, and it's going to be at a slower pace.
Do you think that that's the type of therapy or massage that people are most familiar with, the deep tissue massage?
I would say in most massages there's going to be maybe some application of deep tissue, but the one that people are most familiar with is the so-called Swedish massage, where you would be working primarily on superficial and middle layer tissues. Deep tissue is usually going to be at that person's request or at the therapist. The therapist has to feel that there would be a need to reach into that level of tissue to try to bring a release of tension or to address a problem. But the one that we're most familiar with is superficial and middle layer.
Well, and let's talk about the three levels of tissue, because I'm sure there's some people out there scratching their heads saying,
what is that?
What is that?
Okay. The body, the way that it's instructed, the way that we see the most superficial layer, which we would call the skin, okay? Or in terms of systems, the way the anatomy is studied in the West, the body is divided up into 10 major systems, and the skin, or the integumentary system, being one of those. It covers up and protects all the other 9 systems. So from that layer, you go down to beneath the skin, and the skin occurs, and each layer is layered. So I won't get into all of those details, but I'll just deal with a major category. So from the skin, you get down to what is known as the fascial layer. Now, fascia is connective tissue, and it organizes and protects everything in the body, even down to individual muscle fibers are wrapped in fascia. So every other entity in the body is suspended in the fascial layers. Mm-hmm. So you have a fascial layer right underneath the skin, where we would find what we would say adipose tissue, or if I dare say fat. We would find the fat layer. Beneath that, you would find connective tissues. All of the organs in the body have to be held in place. They're held in place by fascia or connective tissue. All of the bones have to be suspended and protected. They're protected by fascial tissue. The joints are wrapped in ligaments. This is a type of fascial tissue. Okay, so the predominant organizing substance in the body is going to be fascia, and it occurs in layers, superficial, middle, and deep. At the middle and deep layer is where you're going to start to encounter muscle tissue. But before that, you're encountering fascial layers, the integumentary system, and fat before you get to muscle.
But how do you actually get to the deeper levels? It sounds like there's pressure. Do you use elbows? Do you use knuckles? I mean, how do you get that deep?
I'm going to ask you to repeat. I didn't hear the first part. I want to be absolutely
Yes. How do you get to the deeper tissues? Do you use elbows? Do you use knuckles? Do you use just pressure with the fist or with the fingers? How do you get there?
Okay, depending on the type of massage. Let's go to the one that people are most familiar with. Let's say Swedish or Western type of massage, which is going to be a lubricant type of massage using some oil. So if I'm using oil as a lubricant, I'm working initially again, superficially, and then I have to work down. I'm going to increase the pressure, but I can only increase the pressure according to the person's comfort. So I'm the person and I are working together. I'm working. I'll check in. How's the pressure? And I'm also feeling. See, the body is always going to give me information or feedback. When I make contact with you, you're sending me information. I'm sending you information. Okay, so I'm getting feedback as to, okay, this is still a little too tight. Okay, this is loose enough for me to apply more pressure or to apply more techniques. Now, it could be the hand, the fingers, the forearms, or the elbows. But generally, deeper or things that are going to apply heavier pressure like forearms or elbows is going to be after the initial warm-up with the palms of the hands and the fingers.
Now, how would a person assess whether or not they need to come to you, to someone, for a massage? What's going on in our body that would be an indicator?
Okay. I'd like first to say that a lot of people come through physician reference now, and it's now that massage is being more incorporated.
Wow, really?
Mainstream.
That's great.
So-called mainstream medicine. So a lot of physicians are suggesting, hey, go get a massage. Okay, so a lot of people come for that reason. Other people come because maybe they're aware of it already, or maybe they feel that this would be something that would help them and they don't have so serious a condition that they would have to necessarily go to their physician first and then be recommended, or go to their physician and ask. And I'm emphasizing that because if you have a primary physician, you want them to always know what it is that you're doing as it relates to things that you are trying to do to improve your health. If you're under their care, you want them to know so that they can give you their professional advice.
Mm.
We have people at every level in the medical field, and we certainly, you know, input at every level is going to be most beneficial to someone trying to improve their health. So you would come and say, okay, my shoulder's sore, maybe my knee is a little sore, maybe my back is a little tight, my neck is a little stiff, something like that. You say, okay, maybe you're familiar with massage therapy, maybe you had one, maybe you know somebody that had one. They'll say, hey, maybe a massage will help you. So people come in for that reason also.
Well, some people may think that they need to go to a chiropractor instead of a massage person. What do you know? What's the difference? What does your body tell you that would direct you to the right person?
Okay, now, in terms of absolute direction, I wouldn't be able to say specifically that it would direct you, let me go to so-and-so. I think that the person would be experiencing a level of discomfort. And initially, the first response or the first person that we might think of or where we might turn to sometimes is the person that we trust the most, the person that we have the most experience with, or that someone else has experience with and that we can place some trust. So it becomes a trust issue. Massage therapist, if you're not familiar with one, if you don't have one, that may or may not be the first thing that comes to mind. So whoever comes up, if that person is somebody you trust, a healthcare provider, by all means, check with them, because massage therapy is something that is applicable in every one of those situations.
So what are some of the things that people should look for in a massage therapist? Because you're a certified massage therapist. Is that what people should look for?
Well, yes. And the reason, I'd say, first a little background. In the last 15 or 20 so years, there has been a concerted effort to consolidate massage therapy rules, regulations, guidelines, training, certification, etc. And it has now come to where there's a standard of a minimum of 600-hour training to receive a certificate to go and sit for the exam called the National Certification Exam. The National Certification Exam is used by, at this point, at least 36 states, the District of Columbia, as a indicator of a person's ability, both theoretical and practical application as a professional massage therapist. So certification is required to sit for the exam. You pass the exam, you receive the national certification seal, and then you can go to your local jurisdiction, and they would accept that as proof of your qualifications, and then you make the application for the necessary local licenses.
So that's what you, when you're looking, you want to make certain that your person is certified.
Right. You want to look for a national certification. That indicates that that person has at least 600 hours, a minimum of 600 hours of professional training, that that person was tested rigorously and passed that exam, that they have a level of competence and ability in the area of professional massage therapy. So you want to start there because you want your massage therapist, you want your massage experiences to be positive. You want them, you want to start down this path and be confident that you made a good decision and that it shows results in terms of your health, because the bottom line is I want to feel better, I want to look better, I want to be better, I want to take better care of myself.
So what else do you look for besides the certification?
Okay, there are a number of areas that certified therapists train in. Let's say we mentioned Thai massage. We mentioned Swedish massage. There are therapists who specialize in shiatsu, which is a Japanese type of massage. There are therapists who specialize in a Chinese application. There are therapists who specialize in, let's say, we could say Traeger work or Rolfing or trigger point. I mean, there are any number of modalities that some therapists will emphasize. Now, people who would come to them generally may have some awareness of this or either referred to them at that level. But most therapists are going to be able to offer what we would say a general Swedish massage, sometimes referred to as a general relaxation massage. You can start there, and then if you want to go into specialties, you can acquire other therapists. Or, again, if you're under physician's care, sometimes a physician will specify a specific type of work to address your situation or your problem. But there are many things to choose from, so you kind of have to do some homework. I would suggest, too, that in the listening audience, if you have access to the web, if you're comfortable with using the Internet, that you go on and you just search out some of these things if you have an interest, or if you want to supplement your information, to go and get as much information as you can so that when you do go and talk to somebody or encounter somebody, you can have an idea of what it is that you think you might be beneficial to you and have an idea of what the therapist might be saying to you about these things.
Now, that's terrific. Mr. Allen, my experiences with massage therapy, they've been fantastic. They've been great. And they've been the kinds of massages that if you left me in the room by myself, I'd probably be there for a few hours afterwards. Now, and I know that massage therapy is good for stress because it does something to relax the body. But what else does it do? I mean, when you are, you know, mingling with muscles and you feel touch and, you know, the sensations over your body. I mean, it stimulates something in the brain that sedates it almost.
Right. Okay. Massage therapy in terms of the actual, let's say, hands-on aspect of it or practical aspect of it, where you're actually manipulating the tissues. The body, as we understand it from in terms of, let's say, if we do a scientific breakdown or in terms of how it's constructed, from anywhere from 60 to 90%, depending on whose information you're reading, well, the body is water, okay? So when you encounter or when you make contact, there's certainly going to be some movement of fluids. Now, we know that circulation or the circulation on the blood, that's one of the things that's emphasized by massage therapy. It increases the circulation. But the reason that circulation is mentioned is that it's the circulation of the blood that gives life. Okay? The blood has to circulate because it's the blood that brings nutrition. It's the blood that brings oxygen. It's the blood that removes the waste. It's the blood that eats the body. It's the blood that lubricates. Okay? It's the blood that brings constructive materials. It's the blood that transports anything that's needed in any area of the body is transported. So that when you make contact with the individual and you are applying various techniques, you certainly are going to affect the movement of the fluids in the body. The movement of the fluids will stimulate the body's own natural balance. The body is always seeking to balance itself. It's built in. It's not something that we add. There's no miracle here as far as massage therapists are concerned. We're working with the individual's own abilities, and that's all that we're doing. We're working along with your ability, your body's ability to regulate itself, primarily through the movement of fluids.
Let me get to a caller or two here. Robert, you have a question for our guest, Walter Allen.
Yes, I have two questions. The first question I have is, he mentioned different kinds of massages, and I wonder, is there any reason why one should seek one type of massage over the other? The other question I have is regarding, he was just talking about the movement of fluids and the stimulation of blood flow. And so, given the fact that diabetics have a problem with blood flow to their distal organs, I wonder if physicians would be, if a more concerted effort should be made to get medicine involved in massage therapy for patients who have conditions which impede blood flow.
Thanks for your questions, Robert.
Thank you.
Okay. Start with the second question first. You mentioned diabetes, and if we're not aware, diabetes has reached epidemic proportions.
Absolutely.
Yes.
In this country at this time. So that's a very serious concern. Yes, diabetes does affect the flow of circulation. And I always start at this point. If you have been diagnosed with diabetes, whomever made that diagnosis would be the person that you would begin with. If you were diagnosed with diabetes, then you would go back and check with that individual and find out if massage therapy, in your case, because diabetes occurs at various levels, if massage therapy is going to be beneficial or, in their opinion, beneficial or harmful. And I always start from that point. So we know that we are not self-diagnosed, which means that a medical person with experience and whom you have confidence in has diagnosed you. And if they say, okay, some forms of massage therapy are going to be okay, we certainly will proceed cautiously. The word here, key word here is cautiously, because situations change all the time. But massage therapy, I will say this. Massage therapy is wonderful. It can do many things, but it can't do everything. And I can't overemphasize that enough. Massage therapy is not something that will come in and solve any problem at any time. It's something to be used along with, how we say, common sense, along with doctor's instructions, along with other things that are helpful, that we know that are helpful and helpful in terms of protecting and projecting our lives into longevity, and not only that, but at a very high level. So with diabetes, we have to be careful. We have a attending physician. That attending physician, as far as I'm concerned as a therapist, would have to say it's okay for me to work on you. Other than that, I would not feel comfortable.
Okay.
The first part of the question, in terms of choosing different types of different types of work, or how you would choose. Different types of work emphasize different, sometimes they apply to different ailments. Let's say if you have chronically tight muscles on a regular basis, then deep tissue would be a good recommendation for you. Shiatsu would be a good recommendation for you. I don't necessarily have time to explain all the details of each one, but these are things that will come to mind in terms of the type of work it is and the results that can be gotten for a specific situation.
So that's maybe why people need to do a little research on their own or talk to their doctor so that they can be directed to the right type of massage.
Absolutely, absolutely. The more information you have when you come, the better communication is going to be between you and that therapist, and then the better the relationship is going to be, because you are then more aware and not dependent totally on the therapist to provide all of the input. And that's another thing that if we are going to be responsible for our own health, if we're going to be proactive about our health, if we're going to start playing a greater role in our health, then we have to do that on all levels. Mm-hmm. Don't go to a physician or a therapist expecting them to provide all the all of the energy. That's where the energy drain comes in. I got to do everything. I got to come up with all the answers. I got to explain everything to you, and I got to give you all the results.
Okay, you're right. Uh-huh. You're right. Let me get to another question here. Mr. Davis, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. He spoke about the blood, that it nourishes everything, and that it's so important. Does if you are a person that has blood clots or that your fingers, you know, stiffen up on you and things of this sort. Is that a good reason to take and come in to have massages?
Thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you very much.
Okay. This is, and I'm glad the caller identified specific situations so that I could talk about indications for massage and then contraindications. A blood clot is a contraindication because if we're talking about the movement of fluids and the stimulation of the movement of fluids, if you release a blood clot and it gets into circulation, there's no telling where it will stop. And wherever it stops is going to block the flow of blood in that particular area. So blood clot is definitely a contraindication. A physician would definitely have to say that it's okay for this person to receive massage.
And I bet you wouldn't do it anyway.
Right, again.
That's kind of risky, isn't it?
Right, it is. And so I would err on the side of caution because you're going to be mad at me differently if I don't do something, then if I do something, and it turns into something serious.
Yes, that's a fact. In terms of age of people, can you get massages regardless of the age, or is there age limitation?
Well, there are no age limitations, but again, we have to take every reality into consideration. Let's say very young people. Well, very young people are not going to be, you're not going to hold their attention very long.
Fair enough.
So you understand that and you work within those guidelines. Older people, their responses are going to be different. We've changed. Things have changed. The body has changed. So the therapy has to change to accommodate that. You don't work on them as long. You may not work on them as deep. Their response is to input are going to be different. So you have to have another level of sensitivity about that. There are types of massage that specialize in terms of, let me say, geriatric massage or massaging the elderly or massaging older people or some approach like that. There are special considerations for that, but not necessarily that they can't be massaged at all.
And that's going to have to be our last word. Is there a way that people can get in touch with you, Mr. Allen?
Okay. Yes, I can give my phone number, and I have an email address.
Very good.
Interested.
Go right ahead.
I'll start with my email address. That would be elrahm@comcast, comcast.net.
And a phone number.
A phone number, area code 202-367-2661.
Mr.
Walter,
okay,
202-367-2661? Yes.
Okay. Mr. Walter Allen, certified massage therapist with the Greater Washington Institute of Massage. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, we have to talk a little bit about, we only have a few more minutes left here, Miss Linda, so let's talk about upcoming shows.
We're still going to be delving, Liz, into looking at church leadership. I think that's going to be something that's going to take us into a couple of shows, into this whole world of lifestyle change. As you may or may not be aware of, there's so many different programs that are now being geared toward the faith-based community,
right,
which is the new buzzword for churches. And so we're still looking at the church being a great catalyst in the African American and an avenue by which we can reach a lot of people in terms of nutrition, education, and fitness. And just closing out on Mr. Allen, again, with the massage therapy, it all goes hand in hand with your nutrition and your exercise. Everything goes together. So we'd like to just, again, thank Attorney Deli and Support a Child International for allowing us this treat every Friday. The health tip for the week is I will treat myself to a massage.
I will treat myself to a massage. And I also want to, again, if you want to go to the vegan cuisine. It's the best in town, Eternity Deli, 11 South Euclid. Wonderful cookbooks there because we've been doing our cook show every Friday. So there's, if you want to pick up a cookbook, if you want to talk to folks about how to do stuff, Eternity Deli. Also, there's a Men's Health Coalition that's going on.
That's only once a month.
That's mm-hmm. once a month, and you can call Eternity Deli mm-hmm. at 454-1851, a Men's Health Coalition. And also, you have a 30-day to a New You detox program.
Absolutely. That's the new program that we have. You can also call the Fisher Wellness Center mm-hmm. at 314-837-9777.
One more time.
314-837-9777.
So there's two ways for people to really hop on board and start doing taking their health in their own hands. You can join up with the Men's Health Coalition or a 30-day to a New You detox program. Okay, wonderful. And I want to thank you so much, Ms. Linda McKirkland.
Thanks, Liz.
It's always wise. It's the best way to end out a Friday. And ladies and gentlemen in the listening audience, it's time for a Because We Care package. I will be asking you some questions about the guests that we had on the show this week, and we'll be giving away wonderful care packages. So get on the line for that at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. We're taking a break. We'll be right back at you after this.
Esther Wright, General Manager of WGNU Radio. As you know, we are in the process of changing and starting new things at WGNU. To make the most of what you have to say and to air the best part everyone wants to hear, our engineers will ask you the subject you want to talk about as we start a new screening process at AM 920. We want to bring out the issues that matter most to you. Thank you for your cooperation.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Washington, we have a most interesting story for you this hour. It appears the Jack Abramoff scandal now has a direct connection to evangelicals in the right wing of the Republican Party. It seems back in 2002, the head of Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson, entered into a coalition with other religious leaders that included Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson. They decided they were going to work on a project to get rid of gambling casinos in Louisiana. But what happened, though, is the project they got involved with to address the evils of gambling turned out to be bankrolled by several other casinos that were clients of Abramoff, and they were only wanting to get rid of competition in their own backyard. Now, Dobson and his group set up phone banks, bought broadcast ads, and used their influence with the Bush administration to try and shut down those casinos. The person who forged this most unusual alliance was Ralph Reed, the former head of the Christian Coalition. He's now a widely sought-after corporate consultant who has numerous political connections. It turns out that Abramoff's partner, Michael Scanlon, had his company pay Reed's company to develop a strategy that would piggyback on a lawsuit by the Texas Attorney General to shut down two casinos in that state and expand it into Louisiana, where Abramoff's clients were wanting to kill their competition. Now, on some side notes, Mr. Christian Coalition Ralph Reed got a contract with Enron to promote energy development that was worth $300,000. His friend Carl Rove helped out with that. Reed also has a lucrative contract with Channel One. That's an entity that provides broadcast links to schools in exchange for an agreement to run their commercials. A previous segment on the wake-up call revealed that Channel One has fallen out of favor around the country because it pushes junk foods and questionable content movies very heavily. This is your wake-up call global news update.
We, the believers at El Mukminun Islamic Center, would like to invite and encourage you to join us for our Saturday morning program, Focus on Al-Islam, 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., featuring the son of Elijah Muhammad, Imam W.D. Muhammad, his public addresses and lectures on Islam and values of social well-being to the community of humanity. That's Focus on Al-Islam, every Saturday morning from 8 to 8:30 a.m. on WGNU Radio.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Because right now at AutoZone, when you buy 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil, you'll get a free oil filter valued at up to $3.99. See store for details. So don't put off your next oil change any longer. Protect your engine and save money doing it with a free oil filter from AutoZone.
Give it a zone. AutoZone.
Hi, this is Jenny Peterson. I show up now and then on my favorite radio station, WGNU. I hope you'll be there too. We'll let you know when I'll be on. Keep listening.
California, you see a world.
Next, on Mondays at 9, we take a look at the controversial artificial sweetener called aspartame. This substance is used in thousands of food products, but has a history of causing bad health reactions. Concerns have risen so much that a legislator in New Mexico is calling for his state to ban it completely. It was discovered by accident and only made it onto the marketplace with the help of one Donald Rumsfeld, even though the FDA had concerns about it 20 years ago. So why is it still being sold? We'll have an in-depth examination of the aspartame controversy with Jim Turner, director of the National Institute of Science, Law, and Public Policy, on the next edition of Mondays at 9 with Liz Brown.
Hey, this is Andre Walker on WGNU 920 AM. Catch my show, Money Matters, every Friday at noon.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, Super Bowl weekend. What are you going to do? You need a television, you need a big one, you need a really, really big one because it's going to be a really big, good game. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Sears. Not at the mall. You're going to go to the Sears, the only Sears in the city of St. Louis at 3425 Union. That's right, they have the big screen televisions. They have the small screen televisions. They have the refrigerators, the stoves, the washers, the dryers, the DVD players, the treadmills, the tools. They've got it all. Right there in your community, it's Super Bowl Sunday. Impress your friends. Get a big screen TV at 3425 Union Sears. Get your shop on.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call, and we have a Because We Care package all together for you. Our package this week is going to have the wonderful t-shirts, the wonderful mugs, the wonderful keychains, the wonderful Wake Up Call magnets, refrigerator magnets, all of that good stuff will be sitting here at the station all for you. And the book this week will be Identity Theft, Stolen Lies. This is a great book to have. It's a great book to give to someone because it's in very plain language. It tells you all of the things that you need to do to protect your identity.
identity with the cell phone access, with all of that stuff out there to get at you. This is the book that you need. We have this as part of the Because We Care package. Our guest this week was talking about the mental state of George W. Bush. We had Dr. Justin Frank on, and I want you to call, and I want you to tell me what you learned about the mental stability. How scared are you as a result of listening to the interview this week from Dr. Justin Frank about Boy George's mental stability? So call and talk about that. We have a number of these Because We Care packages waiting for you. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Call in and get your wake-up call, Because We Care package. All you have to do is talk to me about what you learned about the psyche of George W. Bush after listening to our guest, Dr. Justin Frank, who analyzed that state. So give us a call here. And before we get to the callers and before we get to your Because We Care package here, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow at 3300 North Kings Highway from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., that's the United House of Prayer, Alderman Charles Quincy Troop wants you to come on down and participate in the First Ward Community Redevelopment Meeting. That's the First Ward Community Redevelopment Meeting, and they're going to talk about the Euclid Plaza development, major developments for West Florissant and Union, facade work on West Florissant. You need to participate. Be part of it. Come on down, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the United House of Prayer, 3300 North Kings Highway, the First Ward Community Redevelopment Meeting. You need to be there. And also, we have some wonderful stuff coming up next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about Alliance Financial Group. They're going to be giving financial education presentations. You want to earn $500, $2,000 a month? You want to earn money while you're learning about strategies that you can become wealthy with? Well, Alliance Financial Group wants you to hold your Thursday evening open. 7 o'clock. We're going to be talking about that more next week, so put it on your calendar. Hold your Thursdays evenings open at 7 p.m. Space is limited. Keep that thought. We're going to be talking about that in greater detail next week. And also, this is I'm trying to plan your lives out, as I try to give you presents, trying to plan your life out. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is coming. You want to do something unique? You want to do something special? You want to do something that they've never thought of before? How about an I love you announcement, an I love you shout out, and I love you message right here on the Wake Up Call? It will be played on Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day, I love you message on the Wake Up Call. Real easy to do. Just give us a call. Give me a call at 367-2743. 367-2743. You want to say I love you on the Wake Up Call? I can make it happen. 367-2743. That's the number. Now let's get to some of you all for your, because you want presents too. Because you like presents too. Give us a call here. Bob.
Liz, if I ever get to be 100 years old, I never forget when the guy asked, George, what do you and your dad talk about when you're not talking about politics?
You can't say it on the air.
No, I wouldn't do that, Liz.
I know. That was an incredible point, wasn't it?
For the President of the United States, that just sticks out in my mind, Liz.
Okay. All right, Bob. We got a wonderful present waiting for you right here at the station. Come on down. Congratulations on your Because We Care package.
Thank you, Liz.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold so that Howard can get your information. Lois.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I know this one.
What's that?
What disturbed me more was when he was a kid and he put them firecrackers up them frogs and blowing up the frogs. Or some little animal.
You're right. It's frogs.
That is so serious.
Yes, it is. It's a very, very serious thing.
And another thing that bothered me was like when his sister died.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't even tell him.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. That's awful.
Those things,
I got to get to somebody else.
Okay.
You won your package. You earned your package. I'm putting you on hold. Okay. Congratulations, Lois. Yes, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, Liz, I learned that he considered his wife the lump on the side of the bed. And also, didn't the guy say that in the book?
He said that he referred to Laura as that lump on the other side of the bed. You're absolutely right.
Okay. And also, him and his dad really doesn't get along.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm putting you on hold. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks.
Congratulations. Listen, folks, those are all the packages we can give out today. This is Liz Brown, the wake-up call. Ooh, my goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. Another week has come to an end. Another week has come to an end. But that's all right. We have another wonderful, wonderful week just for you. Just for you. So here's what I'd like for you all to do. Take a break. Kick back. Enjoy your Super Bowl parties. Relax. Stay strong. And we'll talk again next week.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not ask for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I remember saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife and my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. An Egyptian newscast as the search for bodies and for survivors continues off the coast of Saudi Arabia. It happened after an Egyptian ferry boat capsized and sank more than 1,300 people on board. Ayman al-Hafas with the Egyptian embassy says it does not appear to be an act of terrorism and that...